We don't want to be like that. We lack the proper education. The government doesn't want to help you. The government doesn't want to help you separate yourself from dick anxiety. There should be like billboards on the side of buses everywhere that say, jerk off first, then think about it. Just show a guy with a boner and then a guy with a chick yelling at him and he's holding a baby. Show that. Why not? Why is jerking off so taboo? It's so crazy. No one would ever do that. You could never do that. You could never have that as a campaign. How crazy is that? How many people teach their kids about jerking off? Nobody, right? Fuck them. Let them figure it out on their own. That's how I did it, right? That's how you do it, right? Let's talk about that for a second. All right. Ready? How many of us don't masturbate? Good. By the way, it's 100% all over the world. There's this view in San Francisco. It's something about the bridge. No. Everybody's jerking off, right? We're all the same. I'm okay. You okay? Anybody going blind? Anybody getting cancer from this shit? If it's inevitable, don't you want to tell your kids? Don't you like your fucking kids? See your son, he's got a glazed look in his eyes and his boner's poking out of his choo-choo train PJs and he's trying to fuck your cat. Don't you think you might want to have a sit down with that little fella? Like, hey, Bobby, what are you doing with Fluffy? Oh, no, 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 put Fluffy down. No, 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 no. The Fluffy loves you too, but not like that. I know you love Fluffy, but that's not what's going on. What's going on right now is your body's playing a little trick on you. It's a biological trick that's trying to get you to make more people. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I know you're only 13, but it's some leftover shit from back when we were monkeys. And you had to make a baby as quick as you could. This is what you gotta do. You gotta take care of it yourself. You grab your hand and you use lotion. I like to go bare, I just raw. And you get some tissues, you scrub that fucking thing and just give it some tugs. Think about whatever you're actually trying to do. No, your whole hand. What the fuck is with the pinky out? No, don't you ever do that. Don't do that. You're my son, all right? You grab it like a full fist. Like a fucking man, bro. Jesus. No, you never do that. Jerking off to get zero props. And then when it's over, you always feel like a loser. No matter what. Nobody ever jerks off and feels like a winner. Nobody ever jerks off and goes, fuck yeah! Woo! Here's my list of shit to do today. Let me just check that right the fuck off. Woo! No, it's always the same feeling, like, oh, what the fuck? What is that? I have the same feeling when I jerk off as when I play Xbox for like 9 hours in a row. I'm so disappointed in myself. Oh. You know?
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
More like radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Stop.
Okay, seriously, The Office?
No.
The Office. Fan. Office Space. Yeah.
City.
Office Space. No, I thought it should be on this list and it wasn't. But.
Sugar and Spice. The
Search for Curly's Gold.
No.
Dude.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Well, I love you that movie.
I hate sharing games now.
Napoleon Dynamite?
It should be on here, but it's not, sadly enough. I'll give you number three, Sound of Music. I don't know if I agree with that one at all. I
never even thought of Julie Andrews. God damn it.
Edward Scissorhands.
Mean Girls.
Nice Girls.
Before Christmas.
Is that even a movie? Oh, Nice Girls?
Made it
no,
up.
Not
made
for sure. No.
Is it a Pixar movie? No, you said Disney was already out.
Think of old school movies and think of
Blues Brothers 2000.
It should be, but it's not.
Like Casablanca old? I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Around. No, that's not old.
Jane.
No, around that time, though. Not since the game, no. Around that time, though.
Hackers. Dazzled.
Hackers?
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
It is Dutch and Royce time. You're on morelikeradio.com/live, or if you're listening to us in your TuneIn app or whatever you're listening to us on, thank you for listening. It is October 20th, 2015. And my name is Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. Sitting across the way from me in Florida is Royce. What's your middle name again?
Don't have one.
You don't have one?
Yeah.
You Spanish know that. People don't have middle names. They have hyphens.
Really? I'm going to give you one.
The Hammer.
That's yeah.
Fine. Ooh, no, I like it.
You look like a Blythe to me. Royce Blythe Lopez.
I don't like that.
I hate it.
How do you spell that?
Blythe. B-L-I-T-H-E.
Are you sure there's not
a
Y?
Use it in a sentence.
No, Blythe. That's an actual name. That's like an old school name.
No, but I know, like, the other day I was at a restaurant and Austin was serving me, but it was Austin spelled with a Y.
Right.
I don't get it. Austin spelled with a Y?
A-U-S-T-Y-N.
Is Marie Blanche Lopez.
No. My middle name is Victoria.
Ooh. Marie Retarded Victoria Blanche Lopez.
No, that just made it worse.
I'm going to call you Blanche tonight. The other dude voice you heard, that's John the Laser Zanzari. But wait, what do we call you on this show?
Got
a different
Cakes?
Name for you. I forgot. Anybody remember?
Oh, Jangles?
Oh, yeah, Johnny Cakes. There you go. Yeah, Johnny Cakes Zanzari.
Hey, making a cake for you.
The other girl whose voice you haven't heard, if you're listening to the podcast, is Mitch, our super producer, Mitch.
Hi, everybody.
Yes.
And Sherry Doll.
Hi.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780.
Oh, hold on. Let me call right now.
Just hit us up on
Hold on. Let me call you.
/live. We have a chat room with a video feed.
Shut up. Let me call.
You want to call?
Yeah, I'm going to call in.
Okay, do that.
All right.
What if people don't want to get in touch, but they just want to touch you?
Marie's the one who runs the phones. That's the greatest part. So she's going to call and have to answer herself.
No, I'm actually just not even going to bother.
So, anyways, let's start out the way we always do. What did you guys do this weekend?
Let's see. What did we do this weekend?
We went to a haunted house.
Oh, yeah. We went to Shallow Grave, a haunted house in Winter Park. It was pretty cool.
Dude, there's this haunted house that's like, you know, if you get to the top floor, you don't have to pay. That's how scary it is.
No, it's not like that. It was just pretty
cool. You know that fucking urban legend that's been going around every city across America?
No, it was a giant warehouse that every year they convert into two haunted houses, the slightly less scary side and the slightly more scary side.
Royce, okay. Would you compare it to Silo X?
I don't know what that is, so I can't compare it.
Oh.
I don't know what Silo X is. I have no clue.
Used to be a haunted house, a really famous haunted house here in South Florida, and all the radio places always used to have ads for it, like Silo X. Come to Silo X.
Yeah, there's one here in town called Hell Scream. There's a lot of radio ads for that as well. But it's actually, the weird thing is it's like in the exact same parking lot where I work. Like my company is like located right across the street from it. And they were like, I guess, and this, he wasn't bullshitting. I guess it was rated like the top haunted house in Colorado. I have yet to go. Like they give us a bunch of free comps for us letting them use our parking lot during the busy season.
Yeah, we went to the Shallow Grave thing. Like Marie said, it was two warehouses. It was okay. I mean, it was.
Was it good? Was it?
Yeah,
did you have at least a few scares?
No, it was funny. Yeah, I had a couple scares, but I mean,
Royce got hit by a giant alligator. Like, yeah. Ridiculously large alligator.
Because, well, not a real alligator, obviously, but they're allowed to touch you in the haunted house and grab you and stuff.
Ooh, really? Yeah, oh, wow.
It's one of those. But they had like this.
Like sign a waiver?
No.
No.
They don't hit you.
They
or
just
anything.
Fuck around.
They just you. Like brush you. They don't grab, but they'll kind of like touch your leg or touch the back of your neck.
There was this in one of the rooms. All the rooms had like different themes, and one of the themes was like you're in the bayou, and it was actually pretty cool. They had an old lady sitting in a rocking chair in front of like this old like house, and you know, people are jumping out, and then they had like this mechanical alligator that came out, like huge. It was humongous, just a head, you know, came out of a window.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know.
And you're it fucking about. Smacked. It hit me like for real. I'm like, what the?
I said,
yeah.
The head, I just triggered it wrong.
Yeah,
the head was so large that it took up the whole room space. Yeah.
I wasn't scared of that. I was pissed. I was like, bro, don't fucking hit me with the alligator.
I was right behind him, and I just yelled, "That." that's not even fair. That's so big.
It didn't look, and by the way, it didn't even look scary or real. It just, no, you it could tell it was fake, but it was like, don't fucking hit me with the alligator.
It looked like a set prop from like Harry Potter, if it were the basilisk. Like, it would just look like this really fake snake, but just way too big. Snakehead.
So when you're walking through, there's also like parts where people stick their hands out and grab your ankles and shit like that, and you know, stuff like that. So
my favorite, and I had never seen this in any haunted house before, so it was new and I really liked it, was it, and they had it in both. They called it a claustrophobia like walkway, where it felt like that it was two giant airbags that were pushing against either side. So like
it was like being born.
Yeah, oh, like you had to walk through a tunnel. They were black plastic giant airbags on either side.
That's actually not a bad idea for people who were like have a problem with claustrophobia. Yeah.
And you had to, and it was pitch black. So you had like you drew to like, I guess I'm gonna move forward. I can't see anywhere around me. It's just smooshing me in all sides. And
I can actually, I actually have something that can top that.
Okay, well let's finish our story, then you could top us. I mean, no, or you could do it your way. It's fine, also.
Well, I mean, like she said, like you know, that nobody else can, you know, whatever she said.
I just said it was something I'd never experienced before in a haunted house.
Okay.
Well, that's a new thing. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like that was the thing that impressed me the most. I jumped out like maybe once or twice with somebody that legitimately got me that I didn't see coming.
I was going to say, like, what actually, like, in those type of situations scares you? Like, because I remember
the one that scared me the most was when we went into
the ticket price.
The insane asylum portion where a girl came out at me with a syringe going, these drugs are great.
Yeah, she was actually, I got to say, she was really good actress. She was basically, it was an insane asylum and she was, you know, dressed up like a nurse and she had a needle and a syringe.
Is the needle part that scared you?
No.
Well, she was so hyper. Yeah. Like she was really in my face and followed gotta give me it around.
Well, the other thing with this haunted house too is, they only let in like groups of four at a time. So it's not like, you know, like Halloween Horror Nights where they're just a line of people. It's really hard to be scared in that because it's just a conga line. So, you know, it's hard. So it's four people. They wait a few minutes and send more people in. So when you're walking through. Yeah, the insane asylum. And Marie had everybody fucking cracking up. I got to give it to her. So we're walking in the insane asylum and the nurse, you know, comes out with a syringe.
The one like, that surprised
me. Yeah, she's
me.
Like, oh, the doctor's ready to see you now. Blah, blah, blah,
she's
blah,
like,
blah.
You should see the doctor. The doctor is great.
So
like,
she
you know.
Pulls up and she walks towards a little bit more. And then the doctor jumps out. This other dude dressed up, you know, fucking all gnarly and bloody. And Marie goes, oh, you came highly recommended from the lady back there. And everybody just started cracking. It broke. It broke because it was too hard not to laugh at that because it was timed very well. And I also got everyone laughing when I walked up and the old lady was sitting in front of the Bayou theme, like, you know, the reminded me of Deliverance, basically, you know, old lady sitting in front of
or the Wyatt brothers.
Oh, yeah. So she's sitting there and she's just in the rocking chair and she goes, oh, you come inside. We haven't had visitors in a long time. I said, Nana. It's like I give it to them because, you know, it's the only room that I would say really got me. And it wasn't scared that bothered me. Was the room of the clown room with the strobe lights. Strobe lights fuck me up.
Oh yeah.
I don't like the way I feel like I'm gonna have a seizure.
You know? It was one of those rooms that was painted all in black light paint. So it was very neon bright and then there were strobe lights. So.
Oh, and when you're walking through the carnival section, you're walking through and you walk like behind, you know, they had this set up like remember, you know, you throw the ball at the milk carton or at the milk cans and you knock them over, that whole thing.
Right.
So they had a fucking air cannon that fucking, that thing's powerful, man. Like just goes, and it goes, holy shit, what the fuck was that? That shot at you. But it was a lot of fun. And the cool thing was too, while you're waiting in line, there's, you know, people dressed up. Like if you look in the chat room, it's a picture of Marie and Joyce with this dude that had a bow around his neck. And Marie asked him,
he wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
And I went over to pet the boa and he slithered under my hand and gave me a little snake kiss. And I named him Elton John.
Yeah. Cause she goes, does he talk? And then the guy did obviously is not supposed to talk. That's his character, I guess. And Marie's like, well, since you can't talk, I'm going to name him Elton John because of the boa. And,
No, what I said was, does he have a name? Uh-huh. And he didn't say anything. And I'm like, that's okay. I already named him Elton John anyways.
So, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
And then he pops up in the haunted house later and go, oh, it's Elton John.
Yeah, then he walked back into the haunted house. And Oh, another part was, and God, fucking classic Marine. We're standing and paying for the tickets, you know, at the thing, and there, a guy, and I'm looking at him dressed up in a big accent, like a big mallet with a mask, looking all scary, is standing right behind Marie, waiting for her to turn around, and Marie doesn't turn around at all. Like, she knows he's there. She won't give him the satisfaction. The guy actually just turned around and gave up and walked away.
Yup.
And the person paying for the ticket, she goes, I was going to ask if it's a 2 or 3 because that guy was standing there for a while. I was like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, do you know the guy's behind you? He's like, yeah, I know. I don't give a shit. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. You ruined that guy's scare.
Sure did.
Rorschach says, I hate those goddamn strobes. There was a Yeti in a cage and these strobes went off and an explosion and it broke out of the cage and I pissed myself. Why did I think any of that was real?
That's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Oh, so then we're walking, and you know how they send people in groups of four? Well, what happened was the first haunted house, there was a group of black kids behind us, and they were
African-American.
Right. They were walking so fast that they caught up to us, you know?
Oh, they didn't like it?
No, they were just, so they were like, ah! And they kept stepping on Joe's sandal, and Joe had to turn around and go, can you hold my hand if you want, but can you stop stepping on my sandal?
Funny.
Because they kept going like,
like, aww, the whole time. It's like going into a movie theater.
They was so scared.
Jesus.
Yeah, they were scared.
The thing that always scares me is loud noises. Mm. Like, it's not, like, even if I can see the scare coming ahead of me, if I can spot that that's a human being that's going to jump out at me, if there's a sound effect next to it, I will jump.
Loud noises!
Yeah. So it was fun, though. I had a good time. It was pretty big, too. I mean,
it was very big, and we were in and out of both houses in an hour because it's just, like, it's not like Halloween Horror Nights or Halloween Scream or any of the theme parks is Horror Nights.
And the set
here, it wasn't crowded.
And the sets were really good. Joe was telling me, he was like, you know, I would have liked to walk through a little slower to see how they did this stuff because they did a really good job with the stuff. Right.
They did. It was pretty good.
So it's like you kind of wanted to see, you know, what they did and how it was set up. But, you know, but it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah. No, Kelsey and I were supposed to be going to that when I was telling you about earlier this weekend. But the last haunted house experience I had was like, it was, you guys are talking about like people who get sent in too fast ahead of the next group. Like,
yeah,
that happened to me. Like one of the last time, it was one of the worst haunted houses I ever went to. And it was one of those ones that was fabled on the internet of like, dude, you have to go to the 13th floor. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, like I was saying earlier, right, about like, you know, if you actually get it, there was no floors. The thing was like, took 3 minutes to walk through. And at one point, the guy, we surprised the actor coming around the corner.
That's funny.
Oh, nice. So
he looked at us. And he was like, oh.
Like, oh, that sucks.
Trying to like, he just got like.
That is like the number one thing I always want to do in a haunted house is freak out the scarer. I actually got one of the very first scarer that came into the very first house that I was walking through that wanted to follow me from behind. And I knew that they were allowed to touch you, but you're not really supposed to touch them. And she was coming up right behind me, so I just stopped dead in my tracks, and she ran into me.
Yeah, she'd been a bitch. I'm
trying to think. Actually, there was another time before where we went, like, this is years ago. My buddy Candon, he's this crazy Irish guy that I knew a long time ago. I haven't talked to the guy in a while. I need to call him. But we all went through
right our
house. You know, like, some people have that fight or flight type of being Irish. He loved the fight, and everything with his instincts is like, you know. So this dude came out like with a chainsaw or whatever, and he pushed the dude over, and the guy like took off his mask, completely broke character, and looked up and was like, the fuck, bro? What are you doing? My buddy came and was like, sorry, man, sorry. That was my reaction. And we just like quickly moved into the next room.
Yeah, it's funny because when you walk in, there was a lady that tells you, like, please do not hit any of our actors. Yep. Please do not. They're just here. You're coming to haunted house to be scared. They're going to try to scare you. You know, but the grabbing wasn't intense and anything like that. It was all right. You know, it wasn't like, you know, the people that you have to sign a waiver and they kidnap you and put you in a cage. I think we talked about it last year, you know.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. The extreme ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like fun. And then plus what Royce was saying, it's like, you still know that you paid for the experience. So on some level, you're like, I know that they're not really going to kill me.
Yeah, well, some people can suspend disbelief, just kind of like when you go to movies. I know that Star Trek doesn't exist, or, you know. But,
wait, what?
Or does it?
Oh, did I break that to you?
It's a documentary that was filmed in the future.
You know what? You're right. It is, Royce.
Thank you.
I thought that was Back to the Future.
No. Star Wars is not real.
Shut up,
you
Sherry.
Don't know that.
Life is a shamble and a lie.
Yeah, neither is you not having a drinking problem, but we all pretend for you.
I don't pretend. I know. Get off my wine.
See? She's.
They're
they're fighting over wine right now. I mean, classic.
Sherry's my favorite.
My favorite.
So
I hate you two's bromance.
Yeah. So did we do anything else this weekend that was noteworthy?
No.
What did we do Friday? I don't remember.
Nothing.
We didn't do anything. Yeah, we just hung out.
What'd you guys do?
Yeah, what did you do? What did you do, Dutch?
Yeah. I did nothing. I got kind of like half caught the flu.
Half?
Well, actually I'm getting the flu. How about that? So
yeah.
Felt like shit this weekend.
I have a rash on my taint from bicycling. I wanted to share that for people.
Yummy.
If that helps anybody.
Not
really.
Okay.
John, did you one up us yet, or did you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, John.
Yeah, John. What
is your haunted house?
What is your haunted house?
No, like the whole claustrophobic thing. There was this one back in the day, and you walk into like. There was like different rooms, kind of like how you guys had different rooms that were themed.
Uh-huh.
There was one room. It was all just white. It was a pretty decent sized room.
Caucasian.
And it was strobing.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you're walking, you feel because the door actually gets closed behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no edges. So you can't tell where the door was. And then the room slowly starts to get smaller. To about the size of like a
yeah that'll
nightclub.
Fuck that'll fuck you up. I know what you mean. Like the walls coming in.
I actually went to a restaurant where they had a bathroom hallway where the door at the end of the hallway was only 3 feet tall and the hallway itself got smaller.
why would that be a good dining experience?
I don't know, but it was pretty funny.
What kind of hipster shit is that?
Yeah, what fucking did you go to a fucking restaurant in a carnival?
I don't remember where it was or when it was, but I just remember that hallway. And I'm like, who built a restaurant with a hallway to a door
ridiculous.
That's 3 foot tall?
Out of work Halloween haunted house.
That's like my size doorway.
Well, okay. Pixie, because she's small. What did you guys do, Mitch and Sherry? Did you kill anything?
I canned applesauce. 3 different flavors, as a matter of fact. And
oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, we played homemaker all weekend.
And
what are you, please?
With a jerky.
Please tell me what you're going to do with that much applesauce.
Eat it throughout the year for lunches and shit.
You just eat it straight up?
Our neighbor gave us a grocery bag full of apples.
17 pounds.
So what else do you do with it?
That's not a grocery bag. 17 pounds.
It's a trash bag.
Yes, that's a trash bag.
It's
a brown paper bag full of apples.
Say bag again.
A brown paper bag of apples.
Not you. Yeah, exactly.
Bag.
A brown paper bag.
Bag.
So you decided to make applesauce out of it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Do you guys core the whole thing out or just throw everything in like a mishmash?
No, you peel it and then core it. Yeah.
And then you boil your apples until they become tender and then you puree them in your ninja and then you boil them with a little bit of sugar to your flavor, whatever. And then if you want to get...
How many like, you know, containers of applesauce do you have now?
6 pints.
Quarts.
6 quarts.
What the fucking pints? Speak English.
This much.
Okay.
It's like 8 gallons worth.
No, it's not. It's like
that's how I do math in
6
in
mason jars worth of applesauce.
There you go. Thank you. That I understand.
6 jars of moonshine.
I'm actually trying to remember the last time I saw applesauce.
I love applesauce.
Ugh.
And I made an ice cream pail worth of deer jerky. And right now I have banana chips dehydrating.
You guys are so ready to live off the grid.
You know, zombies aren't a real thing. It's not, I probably more than likely not going to happen.
I made ciabatta bread.
He did.
You're a ciabatta bread.
I want all
making deer jerky.
You guys are laughing, but I want all those recipes later.
You want a deer jerky recipe?
I want deer jerky. I used to eat deer jerky.
You can use beef.
Well, obviously, because we know what beef jerky is.
Okay.
If everybody's bragging about what they made this weekend, I made something this weekend.
A mess?
Was it a doo-doo?
No. Well, yeah, obviously I did that. But I partaked with Nathan.
Uh-huh.
And we made marshmallow crispies out of hot Cheetos.
What?
Wait. Flaming hot Cheetos in a rice in like a Rice Krispie treat.
That sounds terrible.
It was amazing.
So we took marshmallows and crushed up hot. Ew!
Is Nathan
crushed them up into a powder?
Gross, dude, I gotta be honest.
No, I was a little skeptical at first, but it was actually not that bad. We got the idea
from BuzzFeed
on Reddit.
Oh well, one or the other. Yeah,
and they had the recipe there. They're like posting it all on Facebook, and we were like, hey, let's. And Nathan was like, hey, you want to make some junk food? I'm like, make junk food? He's like, yeah, come on over. I'm like, okay.
You know what? I've been dieting for like 2 months now, and even that sounds amazing. So what are you going to do?
It sounds like something a pregnant woman would eat. Like,
yeah.
I want marshmallows and spice at the same time.
Well, I'm sure the marshmallows would help with the spiciness.
It did. It really did. It was actually quite delicious.
So speaking of that, would fucking kill me, by the way. My IBS would fucking destroy me if I ate that.
God, yeah, you would explode.
Me? Are you crazy? My poops have been so much better since not eating bad. But we reminds me on Friday we went over to
speaking of shitting. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
on Friday we went over to Marie's parents' house and we were eating dinner over there, and her dad's retired.
Oh yeah, that's what we did on Friday.
Her dad's retired, so he's really bored, and someone who always has to be doing something.
Imagine me, but 60.
Yeah,
plus
just bored
and more fuckable.
Yeah, right. Well. So
you have a good looking family.
So the backyard he built like his own.
I'm gonna bang your brothers.
The backyard he built
My dad has been planting fruit trees and plants
all the backyard
for the last several years.
Okay,
and so his entire backyard is just covered in things that are growing.
So we drove Marie.
But he also lives right outside a nature preserve, and so he's had to enclose everything to protect.
Well, no, let me
bunny
not,
rat.
Shut up. I'm going to tell the story the right way. No, not your way.
Stop interrupting me.
No, because you're not doing
it. I'll let you do your part, but let me just explain. Let me set up. So
she's
my
doing
dad,
her nails, by the way, right now while doing the show like a 1960s secretary.
Yes, I am. And so my dad has been encapsulating his trees and bushes and plants to protect the bunny rabbits that eat the stuff and the deer that have been coming through.
So he's covering like mesh?
Let me explain what happened at the dinner table. So we're sitting there. We drove her brother was in Orlando. We drove him over to Tampa over there to eat dinner and to stay with his parents for
which
a couple
brother,
of days.
Which brother, the sexy one or the sexier one?
The oldest brother.
Right.
Oh, the sexiest
right.
one.
So when we were over there, he's sitting there and he's like, oh, Dad, what are you going to do tomorrow? And he's like, oh, I need to go buy a BB gun. And he's like, why do you need to buy a BB gun? He's like, because squirrels keep stealing my dates.
Figs,
whatever. He has a fig tree. Squirrels keep stealing my figs. I'm like, what? And then Chug, her dad, looks at me and he goes, your mother got mad for the first time I've ever seen her in many years. I'm like, what did you do? Because if you know anything about Marie's mom, she never gets mad.
Very, very patient, loving woman.
Right. She goes, well, she tells me, she goes, I was looking outside and I see him building a cage. He's putting a cage around the fig tree. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm laughing at her. I'm like, well, that's not a big deal. She goes, it was 13 feet tall.
How tall is a tree?
Not 13 feet. And then I go.
She's like, it looked like a damn batting cage. I said to take it down.
He's building a goddamn Thunderdome around the fig trees.
That's
I
hilarious.
Said, what? Why? And he goes, oh, because, you know, we drove by some farms and I saw that's what they do for squirrels. You know,
first
on
of all,
a farm.
Why is your dad? Who? First of all, I don't think I've ever seen what a fig looks like. The only thing I know is that they are Newtons.
Listen.
Right.
That's
yeah.
as far as I know as far
listen,
as figs go.
As far
I
as
thought,
I
thought that was a fig.
As far as I can remember. My dad has always dreamed of just living off the land and growing his own garden. We would have family vacations still when I lived in Pittsburgh. He would just drive us to like somewhere in the middle of West Virginia up the top of a mountain and then just park us and say, we're going to live here someday. Like that's what he would do. Cause he, when he was young,
your dad's an earthy guy.
He likes
delightful.
He likes planting things. And like when he was younger, he grew like the most amazing garden in Maryland. And I always hear about the garden in Maryland and how good the garden in Maryland was. So he's been trying to recreate the garden in Maryland for like the last 30 years of his
and
life.
And now obviously he has time to actually do it.
Now he has the time,
God damn it, if he's going to let squirrels ruin his good time.
Exactly. So he ordered on Amazon a BB gun, which arrived as we were eating dinner. Oh, it was outside. And we're just like, he's going to be sitting in the back porch holding this BB gun. And he's just going to be shooting at squirrels and destroying his trees.
Then he goes, well, actually, I don't know. He goes, I have real guns. I mean, I get in the Marines. Marie's like, no. No.
Like, no.
There's a golf course behind the house. You're going to kill somebody. You can't go shooting a gun in the backyard.
You guys are no fun.
Florida man arrested.
Exactly, yeah.
Florida man arrested after hiding inside 13-foot cage holding a shotgun.
That's so funny.
So she made him take the cage down because she's like, I don't care if the squirrels eat it. You're not going to put a cage in our backyard.
It's weird that you bring that up because I almost bought it because I have like an airsoft pistol and I use that to shoot the squirrels that are out back that bully and beat up Pepper when she's outside. I've seen it happen.
Right.
So I shoot them. I don't want to kill them. I just want them to be hurt with the airsoft gun.
Right.
What? That, like, there's a couple of like stray cats that are around the neighborhood that also bully Pepper. Pepper is a bitch.
You are a terrible human being.
You actually shoot animals with real guns, Sherry.
You kill them. I just bruise them. What are you talking about, you fucking Nazi?
I don't let them suffer. I kill them and take
suffer? That's not suffering. Have you been shot with an airsoft gun?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that much.
Sometimes. I have.
Depends where.
In the ass by my mom's husband when I was doing their fucking dishes.
Why?
Because he's an asshole.
Because he thought she was a squirrel? Because she was bullying Pepper?
Do their dishes.
Now, those Flaming Hot Cheetos mozzarella sticks in the chat room, that I could have. That looks amazing.
No. Remember when Planet Hollywood, they had those Captain Crunch chicken tenders?
Yeah, sure. If you want to sit next to fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's shoes while you eat, it's great.
Oh, I do.
What? Have you ever been to Planet Hollywood, Dutch?
No, I don't live in weirdness.
No, they have memorabilia from all the movies that you enjoy.
You've been to a Hard Rock, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A Planet Hollywood, the few that are left, they're like Hard Rocks, but for movie stuff. So, like, there's movie shit.
So, they're like a top-tier version of a Bennigan's.
It's, yeah. After movies have been done, they donate them to these restaurants. And so, they have, like, you know, pieces of sets and clothing and stuff hanging all over the place.
Picture this, if you would, Dutch. You're sitting with your group
of friends. Picture this, if you will. I feel like I'm doing, like, Mystery Science Theater at this point.
Can I finish?
No.
Picture, you're sitting with your best, closest friends. You finally get your table. You're sitting down. Your waiter just took your drink orders. And you, while you're waiting, you glance upward above you. And above your table is the cryogenically frozen Sylvester Stallone from
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Can you see his package?
No, it's actually the only thing they cut out.
Yeah.
And that's the one in Orlando. I know exactly what you're talking. And they have outside in the water, they have like Forrest Gump's boat from Forrest Gump just sitting there. And they changed the name of the menu.
Who the hell cares?
They changed the name of the menu. They used to have the food. I was trying to see if it was still like that, but it's not anymore. The food used to be named after like actors and like, you know, little funny plays on words. They don't do that anymore, but it's just.
Do I need to hit the button again?
No, it's really good.
Like none of that shit.
Just because you don't want a Jeff Goldblum and onion, that's your fault. You piece of shit. You don't even understand. You dick.
Mouth finds a way.
Does that tell me that's real?
No, I just made that up.
You just made up. Yeah.
I wish I could remember some of the names. Marie, you remember the names.
Wasn't one of them Gone with the Steak Jambalaya?
Something like that. Yeah, like seriously, like it was ridiculous names like that.
Yeah, we used to try to come up with our own after it had closed. We would every once in a while we would come up with a new one just because it's really fun to name food items after famous people.
Okay, here we go. Pull around the rest of the show. If you could start your own restaurant, what would the theme be?
Okay, I will start. I'm going to open up a Little Caesars by me because it's full of trailer park people all around. So
no. You see,
hey, do you want to open a franchise, stupid? If you had to have your own creative rights to a restaurant.
Okay. Mitch's Little Caesars.
I've been saying this for a while.
You're just a handbrake on everything, aren't you?
I've been saying this for a while, and I'm actually trying to go probably next week for like a small bank loan. I want to make a food truck called Bob's Burgers.
And then after you get sued. After you get sued by Fox.
Yeah.
But let's just see, like I want to see what the, like if not call it Bob's Burgers, call it like John's Burgers. But every burger is a theme from the show that they always put
you're
on, like,
so
their chalkboard.
Sued, dude.
Like,
actually,
and,
I read on...
And no bank is going to sign off on that if they're like, nah, you're going to get sued.
I read of a burger place that was actually making the burgers from the show.
What see, so it could be done.
What I would like to do...
But it's not called Bob's Burgers.
What I would
well,
like
I wouldn't to, call it Bob's Burgers, but I would have, like...
Robert's Burgers.
Yeah.
All Burgers Boppers.
Want to hear my restaurant idea?
No. Mm-hmm.
So I want to rent out a nice, pretty field by a lake and have a stand out there where you can order wine, fruit, and cheese platters in a picnic basket with a blanket. And you can walk your picnic basket and blanket out into the field and enjoy a snack on the field. And then somebody will pick up your picnic basket and return it back.
And call it Field of Greens.
Ooh, that's
the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Gayer than a Holly Berries and Cream from Planet Hollywood? I don't think so.
No. It would be perfect. It would be perfect for first dates.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
I feel like you're going to do this all night, brother.
No, you know me. I don't do that stuff.
Oh, you never beat things into the ground.
I have a restaurant that I want to start. Kind of like Hooters, but it's going to be called Breasts and Thighs.
Breasts and Thighs?
Is it a chicken place?
It's going to be a chicken place, but it's going to be a restaurant type, like kind of like Hooters or Twin Peaks.
Are you going to specialize in fried chicken?
It's going to be like sport food.
Well, I mean, Hooters already kind of has that. So what are you going to do that's a little bit different than theirs? Like, what are they going to, like, when people see breasts and thighs, what are they going to do as far as like, oh, we have to go there because they have insert this here.
I have hot college chicks that are trying to make their way through the semester wearing almost next to nothing while selling.
Well, they could either go to the strip club or go to Hooters.
Or go to my place because I'm also going to have my own microbrews and everything's going to be farm fresh.
Yes,
see,
but
that's
John.
Because I had an idea kind of like that, but except mine's like college age boys and I'm just going to call it Bulge.
Ooh, I like it. But John's restaurant should always have a food challenge because John is real big into food challenges.
Oh, that's right. What was the last one you did?
The last one I did was at a place called the Whole Enchilada.
Did you eat the whole enchilada?
Yeah, it was quite nasty, but it wasn't that bad because it was like...
Did you beat the time limit?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, we haven't had an update with your food challenges.
Yeah, yet. Okay, fine. But will they serve like a Planet Hollywood pickleless cage, which is
you're
a pickle.
You're an asshole.
Pickle.
Fried pickle basket?
Yeah, fried pickle basket.
You're just an ass.
No?
I like it.
I think it's good.
How big was the enchilada, John?
Fucking huge, man. The diameter of it.
I don't know what the measurements of fucking huge is, so you got to give me some like something to gauge on.
Okay, so I guess take your hands and open them up and put your index and thumb.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Put your index and thumb next, kind of like making like a circle. And then back away maybe like 2 inches.
That's a Chipotle.
But
wait,
that was just the diameter.
That's as wide as it was, not as long as it was.
Are you kidding me?
That's big. Yeah. That's pretty thick.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, what about the length?
It's about maybe like the size of like a foot long sub.
That's Christ huge.
How long did it take for you to do that?
So like a foot.
Yeah, about a foot.
Do you measure feet in subs?
Actually,
I do.
how many subs are you? How tall are you in subs?
Well, actually, what I do by measuring things in feet, I actually stand up on the table and I actually take my feet like a football ref. And I actually like go heel to toe.
Now, Dutch, the thing is at Planet Hollywood, they have adult beverages like the Bourbon Freeman. And it's really good. Because you can sit.
Fucking idiot. All right. So how long did it take you to eat the enchilada there?
It took about 45 minutes. And I had like an hour and a half.
So what did you get, like a shirt or something, or your name on the wall? Because I'm assuming that's the only thing you really can get out of any of those food challenges.
You think I would get that, but instead I didn't have to pay for my meal. It was kind of lame.
You go to the counter. Yeah, we didn't know that somebody was actually going to do this. We just kind of had this on the wall. So Sorry. Our manager isn't answering his phone.
Now, Marie. Aww.
John, is the picture that I just posted, is that about the size of it?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck, hey, man.
Did I get the right place? The whole enchilada?
Yeah, whole enchilada. Yeah,
that's there it is.
Cool.
You ate that whole thing in 45?
Yeah,
I believe
we
it.
We had a lot of time to kill for a movie.
Fuck on a pony. Are you kidding me? It's
huge. I wouldn't eat that before a movie.
After that?
Yeah, what did it you gets, watch? It, or no, what did you watch? What did you have a food coma through?
It gets better, though, because I knew I'd get that reaction when I said, oh, I went, because it's built into the mall, which is right next to the movie theater. So right after that, we went to go see a movie, and it was like a jazz musician farting, like playing a trumpet.
Your butthole so was?
Huh?
Your butthole
yeah,
was
butthole.
John. Did you have to eat the chips that come on the side, too?
I asked them that, and they said, you can if you want. I mean, I nibbled on them a little bit, but
they don't make you.
Nah.
Now, Dutch, also Planet Hollywood, a good dessert to have is a Cuba Pudding Jr. And it's really delicious.
Is that a dessert?
It's a dessert. It's a dessert.
Is it chocolate pudding?
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think I've ever done like a legit food challenge. John, you've done a couple. There was one that you cried at.
Well, yeah. Well, I cried at the end because yeah, it was
you
that
let
boat.
Down like one of the like the guy. It was a
place called Bo Campers, and it was a restaurant.
I was there.
Named after Kim Bo Camper, who played
Kim
for
Bo Camper. Yeah, that's right.
He used to play for the Dolphins, but not the ones that won the Super Bowl. And it was called the Monster. And that one, it was like 5 pounds of Kobe beef, eight fried eggs, 10 slices of cheese. And it was on a big challah bread bun. Yeah. And you had to. They didn't have a time limit, but if you finished it, they put your picture on in like this like museum style like cabinet like at the front of the store with your name on a plaque.
Now, wasn't Mr. Kimbo Camper there that day?
Yes, he was.
And I was like halfway done with it.
And he was coming over saying, "You go, champ," kind of thing.
Yeah. No, he did this. He patted me on the shoulder and he rubbed it gingerly and he said, yeah, this is in the bag. He's got this.
And John was crying
now,
afterwards.
John, I'm looking at the Kimbo Camper hamburger, and I feel like it's not even remotely as large as the whole enchilada
finished. No, well, that is a pickle for scale, though.
Nah, there's two pickles for scale. I was there. That burger was humongous.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on. You got to get a better picture than that.
But look at the burrito. How did you eat the burrito?
Mitch, is that it? You got two pickles for scale, and that doesn't seem near as big enough.
But I mean, yeah,
I remember a little.
There's pictures
like
of it
years ago.
There's pictures of it somewhere.
Is this it? I don't know if that's it.
No, that might be like the regular. But,
yeah.
See, I didn't
there's
know I could
of
cut
John
it because if you remember, if Royce remembers, I was actually picking it up in both my hands and eating it.
It was bad.
No, you can't do that with food challenges. You got to like eat like the things that you know won't expand first. Like eating all of the like the meat first because that won't expand, and eating the bread last. But yeah, you were eating like a real meal.
Yeah, but the whole enchilada was kind of easy.
Was it?
Why?
Well, because there's. I mean,
you cut out, John.
Did we lose John?
John.
AXC.
Uh oh.
Hold on.
He died.
I'm gonna call you back, John.
He went into a burrito coma.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Thinking about the Kimbo Camper burger. Yeah, that has to be like the regular burger because that does not look that big. I remember when we initially were talking about this, like, how long ago was that? Like 5 years ago?
All right, John, you're back. Yeah.
I found a better picture.
Like the whole enchilada, like imagine taking like maybe two.
There it is. Okay.
Take like two.
I wish I could find the pictures of it.
That thing's the size of that kid's head.
It's bad, dude.
But like the whole enchilada, you just take like two burrito bowls from Chipotle, and that's pretty much what it was. I mean, it wasn't layered like this. I mean, it was all just wrapped in a gigantic tortilla, kind of like chimichanga style, because it had shit on top of it. So, but you can eat. There was no way for you to eat it by hand. You had to eat it with like a fork and a knife.
And also, like, just the tortilla itself probably doesn't expand half as much as that bun on the picture that we're looking at.
Right, there's probably a pound of bread there. That's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. But like, what really sucked though was that like, you couldn't like ask for like, hey, I want the whole enchilada. But like, if you don't like olives or you don't like jalapeno, like it doesn't. It, you have to eat everything that's in it. So I hate olives, and it was just like filled with like black olives and guacamole. I'm not really a big fan of like guacamole that's not made homemade.
I didn't know you were such a guacamole snob.
I am.
Well, when you live in Florida, you get good guac.
I mean, Dutch, if you do go to Planet Hollywood, try the Britney Spears spearfish. It's really good. It's delicious. It's blackened.
You got to stop.
Okay, I'm done.
And it's at market price.
I don't think I've ever done a food challenge. I don't need to do that. That's something I need to do like this weekend.
Have I done a food challenge?
Find a food challenge. Where's a food challenge in Colorado Springs?
I think we had one of the places here in town on Man versus Food, but I don't remember which one. That's the thing that we needed to do. Have John do is send him on a road trip to all the Man versus Food challenges and
com.
Prove how much of a pussy that fucking idiot is.
Eatfits.com has contests in Colorado. So I'm going to post this in here and you can pick one.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when you watch, like, you know who hates food challenges is Anthony Bourdain. If you ever watch his show, he's like, fucking pieces. You can't enjoy food, animals. And like, he's really fucking, he hates it.
Anthony Bourdain is just a grumpy
Yeah. He's a piece great.
But he's funny.
He's become more and more of a drunk. Like, watch. Have you seen his new show? He drinks even more now than he woke up one morning and was just drinking a bottle of champagne right out of the fucking bottle. Just like, this is how you wake up. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, here we go. King Chef's Diner. Okay, I've been there many drunken mornings. Fat Boy's Pizza. Oh, the Gut Buster. I knew that. That stinks. Let's see. Puerto Palomas.
So my hometown has a bar there, and their challenge is called the Super Wings Burger Challenge. And apparently you only have to eat a pound of fries.
That's it?
That's it?
Why were they called the Super Wings Burger Challenge?
The name of their the name of the bar is Wings.
Oh.
I don't know. It only says 1 pound of fries. It doesn't say anything about a burger.
Yeah, why is burger in the name?
No wings, but they're going to...
I don't know. Or maybe it's like a hamburger with 1 pound of fries. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
They should just call it Here Eat a Lot of Potatoes.
That's a good name for a restaurant.
Oh, it's a 20. You have to do it in 20 minutes and you get a free gift. You get a t-shirt and a gift.
Now, see, yeah, I don't like food challenges that have time limits. That's not a legit food challenge. I think those things are null and void and shouldn't be. It's you either can do it or can't in one sitting.
Now,
they got some food challenges. It's not like how big the item is. Like there's one place down here that they have this wing sauce called Nuclear, and you have to have it on like. You have to have it on 20 wings, and you have to finish it in like 30 minutes, and those are fucking hot as shit.
Here you go, Dutch. King Chef's Diner, New Mexico Stomper in Colorado Springs. The challenge, 5 pound burger served open face with green chili, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and a side of fries. Reward, if all is consumed in an hour or less, the cost of the burger is paid for by the restaurant.
Like I said, not a legit food challenge.
I know them too.
I don't like time limits. It's just silly.
Well, the good thing is if you
because they're too cheap to actually put enough food out to just have someone give up.
If you go to either Denver, Littleton, or Westminster, there's a Jack and Grill 7 pound breakfast burrito challenge with no time limit. It says 5 pounds of grilled potatoes, a dozen eggs, 1/2 pound of ham, 1/2 pound of cheese.
5 pounds of potatoes.
Is that a lot?
And your choice
think
of chili.
5 pounds, and then just think of that in potatoes.
Yeah, like but
potatoes.
But how many footlongs is that?
But the reward is your. But the reward is your picture on the wall.
There is that. Yes. Wow.
Now, Marie, is your wine and cheese picnic place? Is it going to sell like Planet Hollywood has the Brionce cheese?
Well, I'm sure we could get some.
Okay. Cool. That'd be great. What? Look, listen, there's stuff for British people too, like the James Earl scone. Those are really good. Everyone needs to relax. I want this.
What about the Timothy Oliphant steak?
Timothy, okay. See, I would eat that. That would be delicious.
See, because it's a flank steak.
Dutch, do you like pho or pho or however it's pronounced? The Vietnamese, like.
Foot. Do you like foot?
Brothy noodle dish.
How actually, I've actually been, I never want to say it out loud, but how do you actually pronounce that word?
I think it's either pho or pho.
Fuck you.
I think it's pho. Yeah.
It might be pho. But there's a...
Well, no, no. Here's the thing. I haven't gotten a definitive answer because four people haven't actually said it correctly yet.
Pho.
I only hear white people say it to think they know everything. So I don't know. I've never actually heard like a...
We have to have some Vietnamese listeners. Please tell us.
Anywho, they have a challenge in Denver and Centennial at a pho 95's, or I'm sorry, or pho 95's pho king challenge. Oh, it has to be pho king challenge. It's pho king, pho king.
Oh my God.
Pho king challenge. So it has to be pho.
Now,
there
actually,
it goes.
It has to be pho. It has to be pho. Otherwise, it's not funny.
Planet right. Hollywood.
It is pho. There we go.
Planet Hollywood has a...
Well, let me read the
Royce,
challenge.
What was your favorite food item at Planet Hollywood? Was it the Jason State hamburger?
That one's pretty good, but I prefer the Duck Norris.
Okay, we're talking about the Fuzz 95's fucking
yes.
challenge.
The fucking challenge. So this restaurant is in Denver and Centennial. The challenge is 2 pounds of noodles, 2 pounds of meat, 200 ounces of broth, and a separate plate of vegetables. The reward is your meal is free, you receive a t-shirt, and have your picture taken, and there's no time limit.
And you have diarrhea the next day.
How many ounces are in a gallon again?
I don't know, Doug.
16.
That's almost 2 gallons of broth.
Almost 2 gallons of broth.
It's too much broth.
Yeah.
Isn't your stomach like a finite size? Like, can't you can only put so much in it.
Right.
I don't know. Talk to Asians about that one.
Yeah, but they don't count.
Ask my dog.
Well, no. This isn't a fucking Sherry's Thong challenge. Yeah,
you know what? I actually want to see how well all of our collective pets would do in these challenges.
That's a good question.
You think Sterling would beat
dog is Yuki? A football, Dutch.
Sterling would eat the most panties.
Fact.
She's got three, possibly four.
Four. We haven't found the fourth pair, but I know there's a pair missing when we got back from the hotel room.
You really got to start wearing tampons.
What does that have to do with anything?
The blood attracts.
Because when
you're
wearing pads, it just that's what he's eating.
I don't wear pads. I wear tampons.
What if he's attracted
wear
to the
deer
scent?
Skin. You need to stop doing that too.
I'm just gonna stop wearing panties.
There you go. Throw all those panties away. No panties.
And start eating Bruce Campbell's soup.
Thank you.
Son of a bitch.
That would be delicious, John. But you know, I prefer Pamela Spanderson. Which
hey,
is
enough.
Spam.
But
holy shit. No, do this one. Holy shit. Bean Joe's legendary 14er challenge. It's a pizza challenge. It is timed.
Oh, that's like Bean
I
Joe
like
Green.
Challenge. Those are good because I love pizza.
It's timed, but you get a partner. So it's in Idaho Springs, Denver, Fort Collins, Evergreen Boulder, Steamboat Springs. The challenge, the Grand Sicilian, 14 pounds of hamburger, sausage, pepperoni, green peppers, onions, and mushrooms, all covered with cheese on a 16-inch crust.
But your partner has to be a vegan.
Any two people capable of eating the pizza in 1 hour and in one sitting will be given the pizza free of charge plus $100 cash prize and two t-shirts.
See, now there you go. Like, when they actually have cash prizes, that's different.
$100 if two people can eat that giant pizza in an hour.
Well, how much does the whole thing cost? $200?
I don't know. How much would 14 pounds of hamburgers and a 16-inch crust with cheese covered on
Jesus
top be?
Christ,
it would cost the same as an Alan Rickman sandwich.
That's thank you. Or wash that down with the Juice Willis. Those are delicious.
Okay, both of you.
What?
I see what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
And I wanted to stop immediately.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're done. Justin T-Bone Steak.
I'm
Tyrese Reese's Pieces Sunday.
That's way too much food, Marie. Like, no. Even if I had a partner, I couldn't even think of any of my friends would be stupid enough to do that with me.
I think you're just weak.
Oh, snap. Called you weak, son.
I think you're just drunk.
Not yet. My name isn't Dutch.
Oh, snap. Shots fired.
I'm a pro, bitch.
Holy shit, that's a picture of the pizza? Look at the chat, Dutch.
Two people?
What is that?
Oh, no, that's never happened.
Look at it compared to a regular pizza.
That nobody is doing that.
Pizza for scale.
Not even two people.
Pizza.
Not even if like hammy and punchy combined in this. Like,
it's like if one slice is a full pizza.
That's like 14 foot longs.
That's ridiculous. That nobody's doing that.
What's the size in Oreos?
One slice is the size of one large pizza.
Can you imagine the cheese shits you would have after that, too? Like, it would be terrible.
I'm pretty sure you'd be fine.
No, you probably wouldn't.
You might have to have your stomach pumped.
Yeah, that's more likely.
Just have the start dialing 9 and then 1, and then just have that other one ready after you're like 3 slices in. I don't know. I've been dieting for 2 months, so a whole lot of pizza sounds fantastic. I yelled at somebody 2 days ago for eating pizza in front of me. I'm like you haven't, like you're just eating that pizza in front of me. Like I'm not on a diet. Fuck you.
What did you say to him?
I was like, how dare you eat pizza in front of me when I've been on a diet?
So do you not appreciate?
You just feel like that's okay to just yell at people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe you wouldn't be full if you ate some Jean-Claude Van Ham.
Ooh.
Right. So do you not appreciate the pictures that Sherry and I send you of the food we cook?
I love it.
Oh, no, I always appreciate your cooking. Plus,
Sherry,
I don't have to
really
smell it.
I really hate the four of you all's relationship.
Why?
You know what? I hate Dutch, but you've never tried a Robert Brownie Jr.
Okay, you got
to. I like it.
Robert Brownie
Jr. It's for kids.
Oh, it's so obnoxious. I love it. Do you think there's like one guy that gets paid to name all those things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they probably sit around a table and they just, you know, do that shit. I mean, hey, why don't we name it Johnny Crepe?
What?
Nobody says crap, it's crepe.
I say it that way.
Yeah, it's crepe.
If his last name is Johnny Dape, then it would make sense.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
No, you just, you... Yay! Bit over.
No, it's not, because I'm going to wash it down with some Danny Doritos.
Yeah. You can't wash... You can't wash... You can't... No.
Not even that one. Danny Doritos is good, but you can't wash it down with that.
It's I'm going to go with take a double Mark Wahlburger to go.
Thank you.
Well, there's already a thing called Wahlburger.
Not a double Mark Wahlburger.
I bet you they have something called that there, too. It's a good chance.
Can we stop this, please?
Yeah, we're done. I'm kidding. We're done, for real.
So, okay. So, which one of these food challenges should I do?
Whichever one you want. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the Berry Big Burger Challenge, the Gut Bust Challenge from Fat Boys Pizza with the New Mexico Stomper from King Chef's Diner, the El Gordito Burrito Challenge from Puerto Permanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanam
No, I wouldn't. You don't have to.
That'd be really good.
How about the Kirsten Dungeness crab side?
Okay, you know what?
I'd stop. That was him. I didn't do it this time.
Okay, see, as your camera turned on, you'd see me having this very, like, disappointed look.
Like, then I'd give you a nice little twinkle in my eye, and you'd be like, okay, continue.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Remember that a fucking annoying lady at Moe's?
No.
What happened at Moe's?
We went to Moe's.
Oh, yeah. You're talking to me about this weekend.
We went to Moe's this weekend.
Hey, bucket of Moe's.
So we walk in. You know, we walk in, and it's four of us, and we walk in, and we're happy because there's only one person in line, so that normally means, awesome, we're going to eat quick. So we walk up, and, you know, we were wrong.
We were dead wrong.
Two people making the, you know how Moe's works, and they have two people making the burrito. One person starts it, the other person finishes it. So the lady starts our stuff and, you know, rolls, you know, puts it down there. There's a lady in front of us with one of the babies hanging, you know, from her.
One of those, like, kangaroo.
Oh, like a baby Bjorn?
Yeah.
Like,
the kid had to be 38 months hanging.
And she looked like she lived in a tree.
Just say that she's two.
Yeah, she did look like she lived in a tree. So
she looks like a tree person.
And she's doing the...
Did she smell like a tree person?
Oh. Yes.
She's doing... Okay, I want the burrito, but I want the tortilla on the side. I want the cheese in a cup. I want the beans in another cup. I want the meat in another cup. And then,
for
you
listeners
know
who are from the Florida area, Moe's is a lot like Chipotle.
Same thing.
Or,
identical. Yeah. Any burrito place.
I'm just trying to help listeners out.
I don't know. Really? Moe's isn't anywhere else, really? I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool.
That's a Florida thing. I actually noticed that when I was down there.
Well, it's just like Chipotle. Same thing. So I want
Royce, are you trying to tell me she's like my friend that asked for panini sauce.
No, well, see, the thing is, because her 2-year-old baby that was clinging to the front of her could not eat things that weren't separated into tiny cups.
Yes, that's the reason why.
She was separating for the baby.
Oh, ew.
Yes. Ew, what a fat baby.
Yes. So we're like,
she's like, she was unsure of what the baby would be picky about, so she asked for everything that the burrito would come in
separated
into tiny cups with lids.
There you go. Hey,
she wanted to build her own burrito.
Way to not breed like future problems or allergies or, you know, anxiety disorders. There you go.
But like Marie said, she looked like she lived in a fucking tree.
Fucking asshole.
Like
such a hippie.
Like
where she has a scraggly long gray hair that, you know, should have started being dyed at age 30 and she's 45 now.
Oh, and then speaking of shitty people in restaurants, yesterday we went to Eddie V's, one of Marie's, like, she works at one of their high-end restaurants. Like, the place is really, really nice. And she had a gift certificate, so we went over there, we're eating. And it's one of those really fine dining where, you know, the waiter's super nice to you, and everyone's like, oh, we have the steak and the fish and all that. So we're sitting there.
We have a delicious duck tonight.
Like that, yeah. Yes. But the food is amazing.
Would you care to pair your...
His name is Daffy.
Would you like to try one of our locally sourced...
Yeah.
Wines or one from Napa Valley.
So yeah, this places. Couple walks in, they're in their mid-20s. The guy, white dude, tattoos all over, like on his neck and everywhere, wearing a black hat, black pants, black shirt, tatted
hey
up
guys,
on his...
I'm Travis. I'll be taking care of you tonight.
No.
This guy walked in with his wife or a couple to stay. See, they sat down at a table next to us. So tatted up fingers. The guy had like Mr. T, this is not an exaggeration, levels of gold around his neck. And it was real gold. So this is new money. He must have been in music or something. Gold rings. He had a hoodie on at the table with gold on it.
It looked like if Eric...
Mind you, we're in Florida. It's still 90 degrees.
It looked like if Eric Cartman were trying to dress as Mr. T.
Right. So he sits down at the table with his girlfriend who, you know, is also, you know, looks like a suicide
directly
girl.
Directly next to our table. Within earshot, we could hear everything they were saying.
And then he goes, you know, I want a drink, but I want a martini.
I've never had one with, well, you know, with the olives in it before.
And then the guy goes, do you want a dirty martini? He goes, what does dirty
What's
mean?
Dirty
I don't
mean?
Know what that means. And we're like, what's going on?
Royce and I sitting next.
Me and Marie start looking at each other.
Royce
like,
and
what's
I
happening?
We're doing
a bit.
Royce no. and I were doing that thing where you don't talk as a couple. You both sit and
you just
stare.
Talk through your eyes.
Yeah.
You sit and stare at each other's eyeballs as you listen into the conversation next to you without making eye contact to the table.
The
next
first
to
thing
you.
He did, by the way, when he sits down is he takes a selfie of both of them sitting there.
Oh,
bam.
Ew.
Selfie's it.
He asked a question about every single thing on the menu and was being indecisive to the point where he almost ordered half the menu.
Now you're talking about it's $50 a
you know,
plate.
Babe, I'm going to take you out. You're, you know, fancy tonight. Yeah. You, that night plate? Okay. And as they're driving over, you know, I've heard of these martinis. I've seen James Bond a few times.
I swear to you.
I'm going to order one when I get there.
Yes, that's what I thought. Like, he goes, you know, I like drinking alcohol. He was telling the waiter, but I've never had a martini. And it was like
I'm being fancy.
It was explaining food to a child, and
it did. It looked like
yeah.
It looked like he might have been 5 years old, and then had a magic spell, and all of a sudden he was adult drinking age, and he was trying out everything for the first time.
He went to the great Zoltar and made a wish.
You think he made a wish on a Zoltar machine?
Yeah,
he was just sitting there like. Pot stickers sound good, but the lobster sounds good. But
does it really stick
good.
To a pot?
Why don't I just get all of them? Because I'm hungry with my
now,
eyes.
Now, mind you, tattoos everywhere. You know, you look like a fucking white rapper. But when he talked, he just sounded like a Jewish guy, like a white Jewish dude.
I had to hand it to our waiter for being professional through the entire thing.
My eyes are really big. So what he said when he first said, I don't know. My eyes are really big. We're probably going to order a lot of things. And I'm like, what are you doing here? Why are you ruining
this
for me?
He's trying to impress this girl.
Oh, I know.
And he even mentioned, he's like, we're going to have to take some of this to go.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Like, you're going to take high-class seafood to go?
Yes. You're going to eat it, what, 2 days later, eat your fish?
Right.
Like an idiot.
He was ordering...
Like, there's certain food that doesn't really hold well. And
I'm pretty sure
you
ordered raw oysters, too.
Oh, yeah, he ordered raw oysters. He was
so, like, or like, what are you going to do with all that food?
You're going to put it in your aquarium?
It's just two of you. What
I'm gonna see if
doing?
I can't like make these things hatch later.
But dude, I've never seen a hoodie that had a gold on it. Like, not a hoodie. Sorry, it was a
it had like gold bejewels all over it.
A ski
like
a cap. Fringe? A ski cap. They had a ski cap and it had a gold plate like on the front of it. Like just a gold. Yeah, it was weird, dude.
Ew.
And he had gold rings and gold everything. And I was like, what are you? I wanted to take a picture of him. I really did. But I don't know how to without getting caught.
They might have been a test. I don't know.
He's like a real life version of like the early John Cena character.
Yeah. No, seriously. I thought he was going to start rapping. And he must have. You could tell that's somebody who's never had money and just came into money.
Just came into it. Because he didn't know as a girl, what. Right. Yeah.
He didn't know what was
he
what.
He didn't know what to
you
do.
Probably, wait, did he look like a. You said he was fit or he's fat?
No, no. He was chubby. He wasn't fat.
Chubby cheeks. Oh,
okay. Chubby cheeks. He wasn't a fat guy.
Okay, looked, I didn't know if maybe he was like,
you know what he looked like?
Fighter that moves one three times in a row. And
nah, like, he looked like a winger.
Do you think it was Bam Margera?
Well, there you go. That's a good way to describe. No,
he's
it wasn't
a good
him.
Level of douche.
No, he that but it he wasn't got him, but that fat. It wasn't him. But that's a good way to describe how he was dressed.
Oh my god,
dude!
And
anybody who goes on the show Ridiculousness, like just like that kind of dude. Are you 12? Like, what are you doing? You're 35. Stop it.
Rich just looks at me. He goes, why do I even bother dressing up to go?
That's what I said. I got pissed off because I hate
to look better than everybody else
because I hate dressing up. And I was like, but this is a really nice place. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to dress up. And I was like, why do I
pause? Marie, what was his quote? Dress
no,
up?
I did. Like, actually,
he was dressed in a nice Wyavera t-shirt or Wyavera, you know, short sleeve with a collar button down and some slacks and a nice shoes.
Yeah. And okay. I was like, for me, that's dressing up. I fucking love shorts. And I was like, why do I dress? I go, why do I even fucking bother if they're not going to enforce that? And I honestly, we can't normally afford to eat there if it wasn't for the fucking gift certificate. But for some reason, I started feeling like I was entitled. Like, I feel like, well, I would never. I mean, I can't believe they let this kind of class in here. And I'm like, where's the
what
gift certificate?
What kind of trash is this?
Where's the gift certificate, dear? Mind you, and I look like I felt like an asshole because both I have two of my fingernails painted. And, here, pull up the cameras. You can see them. And no, they look really good. They're black tips in the front too. They're really sweet.
I gave them a French manicure, but like inverse for Halloween.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. I'm gonna get pumpkins on them for Halloween. also, something we need help, and I'm sure the listeners will help. We need a.
Can we say that for after the break?
Yes, but so listeners could wait. So listeners could think though. We need
a teaser. Go
cool
for it,
topical Halloween costume because we're going to a Halloween party, and me and Marie, we need a good one. So
that's
I need people
so,
to think about that.
Dude, I'm not even joking. This is how long we've been doing radio together. I had it written down.
Yes.
I don't have a fucking costume.
Neither do
I
we.
Help.
Neither do we.
Have so I told you guys what I got for a Halloween costume?
No, I
yes,
would
you have.
Like you to save it for after the break.
After the break, okay. Johnny.
After the break. All right, here you go.
After the break.
I'm the one who hits the button.
Okay, fine. Dutch and Royce.
No, I want John to apologize.
John?
Yes?
Can you please apologize?
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up. The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My
oh,
vagina's me. Angry.
It's from the official
it
version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion right. there.
And
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Wholesome Rorschach Show is back on morelikeradio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
How you doing?
Who's this?
You doing good?
And what are your parents' names?
What? Their names are, damn it, Krieger! Did you drug me?
You don't remember? Wow, memory is such a fragile thing. And if Archer's real identity is exposed to him too suddenly, his mind may reject it permanently. We have to ease him back into it, like a latex gimp suit.
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, some people use baby powder, but I'm a firm believer in cornstarch.
Not the gimp suit! Sterling's amnesia!
Oh, yes, I have a plant. Plant! Plan.
Hey, this is Lucky Ace. I play Krieger on Archer, and you are listening to More Like Radio.
Back second hour. Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us, or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live and join in the chat room. Check out our video feeds, or you can hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Dalai Lama, John's Epitome, and Shim Heil.
Good.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think you got it.
That's called excellence in broadcasting.
It is. And
Rush Limbaugh.
You know, tomorrow is the official Back to the Future Day, right? October 21st, 2015. So
I did know about
everyone
that.
Everyone get excited for that.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to have double ties, flying cars, hoverboards, self-lacing shoes, self-drying jackets.
And the Cubs are going to win the World Series.
No, they're not. The Mets
Cubs
are killing
are
them right now.
Win the World Series.
So is tomorrow going to be the last day of this bullshit, and then we can go back to not giving a shit about Back to the
Future? I've always given a shit about Back to the Future, Mitchell, all right? And I don't understand. You posted it on Facebook, too. Why don't you like Back to the Future, you big shit?
I've never seen the full thing, any of
them.
Well,
then you cannot like it.
Yeah, you can't. That's like not voting.
You have no right for an opinion.
That's like you judging Twilight, even though you've never seen the whole thing.
Oh, I've seen the whole thing.
I've seen it. I've seen the riff tracks.
We've all seen it.
I've seen the riff tracks of Twilight, yes.
I've seen a lot of it.
Have I seen actual Twilight?
You've never actually watched any actual movie. You always watch the riff tracks versions of the movie. That's what's weird about you.
Sometimes.
What's the last movie?
To add.
What's the last movie you saw?
Worst comparison.
What's the last movie you saw?
Chappie.
Oh yeah, Chappie was good.
Was that any good?
Chappie.
No, I like that. Right.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that.
Yeah, it's a good.
But
one.
I got outvoted, and we had to watch Aloha because Kelsey had control of the remote that night. I told you I had my whole Aloha rant.
Yes, you
last
did
last time, but.
But after tomorrow, there's two things. After tomorrow, we'll already Back to the Future will already be in the past because we're already in 2015. And here's another interesting thing. The next, I guess, like year to date that we would have to be looking forward to is The Running Man in 2017, because that's when it took place.
Yeah, that's true. The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. But right now we're focused on tomorrow being Back to the Future Day. And we're saying, Mitch, watch the movies. God damn it. It pisses me off.
Seriously,
I don't want
to. No,
you have no right to judge it if you haven't seen the whole thing.
I can judge it if I want.
You can't.
What I did see was boring.
You're boring. You're turkey.
Have you heard what I do on the weekends?
Yeah.
Yeah, boring.
I don't understand somebody who cans their own applesauce finds anything boring.
You guys are as entertaining as the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I hope you both died dysentery.
Make sure you cock your wagon when you cross the river.
And get oxen.
Always oxen. Idiots get horses.
Yeah. But either way, before the break, we were talking about you guys have no costume ideas?
No, we're going to a costume party and we need one and we just have no clue.
Because my chick, she planned this. Well, Kelsey's a huge big time planner, as you guys probably know. The listeners probably don't know, but Kelsey had her Cruella de Vil costume like a month ago.
She should have gone as Elvira.
Same thing, basically.
Oh, Maul says in the chat room, Mitch is correct. Back to the Future is lame. See, Mitch, congratulations. You're on par with Maul. I hope you're happy.
I like that.
Maul just said she doesn't like 80s movies.
80s action movies are the best, but I don't know about just the rest of them in general.
Yeah, you can't lump all those things in because there's so much gold there.
Now, yes, we need costumes. I know, John, what's yours going to be? I know you've said it already, but...
I am going as Jesus riding a dinosaur.
Which is wonderful. I like it.
Hoping to win some costume contests.
Yeah, we have no clue. We need help. We want something topical. I'm not going to go as a deflated football marine. That's hack.
No,
Royce, you should go as a gigantic hashtag.
I don't want to be a hashtag.
But that's that. But then you'd be trending.
I don't want to do that.
That is Ask Us Ours.
What's yours?
That is, I'm going to be Carol, and he's going to be Tandy.
From Last Man on Earth, that's right.
Yes. Last Man on Earth, yes.
That's actually really good. I like that.
You noticed I've been growing my beard out a little bit more than normal.
That's bad. That's not bad, and I'm jealous, because that's
awesome. Kind of brilliant. My beard's not going to be long enough, so I did buy a beard wig and also a hair wig. But we did this weekend. We went to Goodwill, and I found a yellow shirt and a green sweatshirt. And nice. I'm going to get a bunch of, like, volleyballs and baseballs and shit and draw faces on them.
And I bedazzled the shirt. And not completely bedazzled, because bedazzles are expensive. So I cheated.
Stop saying bedazzled.
Why are bedazzles still expensive?
Huh?
Why are they still expensive? Like, the market is that big for bedazzled still?
300 of them was, like, $6. And that didn't cover much of the shirt. So then I just use glitter glue for the rest of it. Because I'm like, cheesy, good enough, whatever.
Shut up, Sterling.
Hey, Bob Levy, you want to calm your dog down?
God, he's the loudest whine of all time.
He is the worst.
Did you zap him?
I vibrated him.
For those of you who maybe just tuned in for the first time, that Sherry and Mitch got their dog like a bar collar, and I just saw Mitch's left arm go up, and he had a remote in his hand. I thought maybe you zapped him.
No, I just vibrated him. I don't usually zap him that much, only when he's being a particular pain in the ass.
Only when he's being a fetch. Like right now. And if we put him in his kennel, you'll hear him crying from upstairs.
What a needy asshole.
He really is the fucking
worst. Dude, Pepper has been like hanging out on the couch just going, what's up, dude?
Yuki's right behind me, too.
Yeah.
She doesn't make a peep.
He's really good when he's sleeping.
I love Yuki.
I have no fucking clue who to be, man. This is no one's helping.
I was going to say, we got to figure out something for you two to go as a couple. Are you guys into that or no?
Yeah, I don't care. That's fine. I just don't know what.
I'm not into buying or making costumes.
Neither am I. So
you should go as Archer and Lana.
Well, first off, there's a couple reasons that won't work. Number one,
not black.
Yeah, and number two, I don't have hair.
Black?
Aw.
Yeah, so I don't think
that would require buying things.
Right, and yeah. I mean, and do you look like someone who owns a suit? Maybe. I don't know. Actually,
You just got to find something that's easy, because basically with the Phil Miller thing, I'm dressing as myself.
Marie.
And the reason we're doing it is because I like to dress up for Halloween. I think it's fun. And I was like, what can Mitch be that he doesn't have to dress up? I'm like... Last man
Bob ever, and his obviously. Bob and his wife from Bob's Burger, Marie. That's really easy.
Yeah,
I could do that.
All right, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah,
let me see like, what they look like
Marie can just walk around with like red rimmed eyeglasses.
Yeah.
What if Royce, you were dressed as Jared Fogle and she was dressed like a sub?
Ooh.
That was also a kid.
Ooh. No, dressing her as a kid would be better. But yes, I like it.
There we go.
Or she goes as a kid and you go as a dad with like a smoker's jacket.
Okay.
Well, that's what?
What?
What's the theme though? There's got to be a theme.
Yeah, father and daughter.
Yeah, no.
Here's another super easy one. I did it last year. You could be a Card Against Humanity. And then you could carry around white pieces of paper and a Sharpie. So all I did was puffy paint a black t-shirt. It didn't cost me much at all.
That's a good one. I like it, but I don't want to copy you.
Well, none of your friends know me, really. So who cares?
I would know.
Other people did it last year. It was pretty popular.
No.
Loser.
I'm not opposed to the Bob's Burger thing.
Hey, Royce, you go as Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
And Marie
could go as my penis.
Marie go as Chaz Bono.
I can send you my Renaissance dress.
Oh, I'll go as Caitlyn Jenner and I'll be chasing Marie around in her penis costume.
Right.
Get back here.
Separated penis.
Yeah. Get back here.
Here's one that you guys could go as Netflix and chill.
Ooh, Netflix and chill is not bad.
In the eye in the chat room.
Okay. Right, not bad. Right. It's a guy holding an ice cube on his junk and a shirt that says chill and her shirt says Netflix.
All right. We have an ice cube tray.
Yes, we do.
We had to buy one because our refrigerator is too fancy for ice cube trays and it makes it for us.
Yeah. Aww.
I feel bad for people that have to use ice cube trays.
What am I, fucking poor? No, ice cube trays.
It sounds really complicated.
In our fridge or in our freezer, so we have
it
to make them
leaks.
By hand. Yeah, it sucks.
I'm sorry.
It's the worst.
In fact, I was just smashing ice cubes out of the tray on break.
I mean, how about I could go as PC Principal? That's an easy one.
That's true.
You're not.
You guys go as Aunt Viv 1 or Aunt Viv 2 from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I'm not going to. No. Why would. That's not very topical, Dutch. That's like, how many years ago was that?
So
what would be topical right now?
It's either got to be topical or it's completely not.
Okay, here. I got one. Okay, for Marie. You paint her up like a White Walker, but then she's holding a pumpkin spice latte and wearing Ugg boots. She'll be a white girl walker. What do you think?
I like the mashup.
White girl walker? No.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm doing like a search for like couples, you know, doing costume ideas.
How about one of you goes as a hot dog and the other one goes with a bagel?
You could be a bull in a china shop.
Oh, I see what you did. I see the picture there. PC Principal seems easy. Just need Oakley's.
Bob's Burgers would be easier.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers probably be easier.
True story. Holy cow.
What?
And then Marie can just be nagging you the entire night.
You remember how we just made that Oregon Trail reference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Check out that picture.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Terry shirt.
All right.
That's awesome.
The wagon one looks like the hardest costume out of all of them.
Yeah, but the other ones are, Ford me.
Was that you as Lana, Sherry?
Yeah. And nice. I coincidentally had the sweater dress, the boots, and all I needed really was the gun holsters. And, of course, Mitch had that.
And blackface?
No blackface.
Then you're not really Lana.
I know.
You look more like Princess Leia.
I actually heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of do look like a princess. If you were black, they would say Lana for sure.
True.
Dennis says, for a second, I thought Trump and Hillary.
Then I punched myself in the face.
Right. If you guys went, oh, my God, if you went as Hillary, Royce, and Marie, if you went as Trump.
That would be funnier. Yes. That is great. Actually, I agree. That's better. And I have more of Hillary's body type anyway. That would be very funny.
That or go as the most like unknown presidential running mates right now.
Dude, that wouldn't be hard to pull off, by the way. All you'd have to do is buy like a Trump wig for Marie.
Yeah.
Have her wear your suit.
Yeah.
Well, and then you just have to wear like a woman's pantsuit.
That would
and
be
buy
amazing.
A wig. So basically the only thing you guys are doing are trading each other's suits and buying wigs.
I have an idea for, you said presidential candidate.
John. Oh, we should be the Rick Santorum girls.
No one would
get it. No one would get it, huh?
They wouldn't have gotten it the year that this came out.
There is hope for our nation again.
Maybe the first time.
How's he doing in the polls these days?
I have no
Not
idea.
Not good.
No clue.
They still have hope.
Speaking
though.
Of, I watched a clip of Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. He's really not
good.
He's really not that good.
He's not good?
No. I mean, no. And I don't even like Jon Stewart, but I understand why people like Jon Stewart. Trevor Noah doesn't do it for
his
me.
His debut show or just...
Recently.
Recently.
Because I actually... Debut thing, but I didn't really care.
You know who I actually saw just recently, like live, was Colbert doing The Late Show.
Oh, yeah. Was it
He's
good?
He's good.
Yeah.
He kind of has like a combination version. Like he's like, okay, I know what works well for me. And it's that thing where he's talking to the camera and like graphics come up to his right.
Right.
Kind of like, you know, format. So he's continuing that format, which is completely different than what David Letterman did. But he's transferring it over to here. And it works. It was very funny.
Yeah, his interview with Trump was really good.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it worth playing?
No, it's too long.
No. So,
Trevor Noah's a confirmed joke thief he stole from Chappelle recently. Actually, something's been going around the internet that Amy Schumer stole from Patrice, apparently.
I saw that too, and it's if you actually read into it, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Okay, we don't have to play it. I just was curious.
Oh, do you have it?
No, I don't have it. I was just asking. I haven't read it.
The jokes are basically like the you know, like when you read about like the Angry Pirate or the Dirty Sanchez or the Rusty right. Trombone. Apparently, like Patrice had like a small bit about those type of sex acts.
Right.
And then she also did too. But they were both kind of going off of that old school premise. And right. A lot of people were getting mad thinking that Patrice is the one who came up with those Urban Dictionary premise of naming these ridiculous sex acts. And it was,
right.
No, he was keying off of something that was funny at the time when he said it. And so is she. So that's the basis. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
No, I don't think that Amy Schumer would be blatantly stealing.
No, yeah, I don't think so
way
either.
Too funny for that. She would never do that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen any of her new special?
No, I didn't see the new special.
I saw part of it, and she's funny, man.
Oh, she's always been funny.
She's really funny. She had this whole thing about, like, Michelle Obama like having cum inside of her and like having that sticky walk to the bathroom.
And I have to be big. I have to be funny, man. I have to be big now on Amy Schumer because have you seen Sarah Silverman is turning into this PC thing now? Like, it's really weird.
Oh, fuck no. Her. Don't.
It
no,
is.
Say
no, it
so.
Is, man. Like, you know, she's talking about how, you know, PC is the way it is now and people need to change. And I'm like, man, bitch, you made one of the harshest rape jokes I've ever heard. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what happened. We live in L.A. too long.
I guess it just makes me sad because talk about someone who didn't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess we're never going to figure out our costume.
I was going to say, like, we figured out what you guys are even leaning towards or what?
I am leaning towards Bob's Burgers because then wait, because I don't want to be the mom. I want to be Louise so I can buy the bunny hat. Because I
can
kind
be
of
Louise,
want,
and then Royce can be what the fuck's his name? The son, Gene.
Yeah, actually, I saw his stand up. The guy who plays the son's voice, Eugene Miller.
Yeah,
he's fucking Merriman. I'm sorry,
Eugene Merriman.
Merriman, sorry, you're right. He's fucking hilarious. Like his stand up was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, burger outfit. I like that. If you need a wig still, Bob. Though I could just shave my beard and have the mustache. I mean, that would be easy. I need a wig though.
But then if you go as Gene, you can have like a fart machine and just keep on doing fart noises.
Yeah. Or it could be the girl. Either way.
Yeah, what's the older sister's name?
Louise. No, wait, no.
Not Louise. Louise is the bunny ears one.
Yeah. Fuck.
Tina. That would be very funny if you were Tina. Actually.
I could be Tina and you. Yeah, that'd be really funny. Actually, that's not bad.
I gotta be honest, and it's not because I think it's dumb or anything. I've never seen an episode of Bob's.
Yeah,
Burgers.
You don't want South Park either. It's okay.
Yeah,
I've seen South Park.
When's the last time you've seen South Park?
I even prefaced it with that's it's like, not because I don't think it's funny, but you automatically got to be the dick fuck in that instance there.
Yes,
that's like people.
Yes,
that say
I do.
That they never
don't you,
say.
Don't you know me?
Never seen Star Wars, so they can be the cool person in the room.
Yeah, Star Wars and Bob's Burgers. That's the worst comparison. By the way, did you guys see
yes,
the new Star Wars
yes,
the trailer?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
yes.
Dude, they played it last night at halftime during the Eagles game, which by the way, my boys won. Yeah, but the highlight for me and. Kelsey got so fucking mad at me because like I was holding the puppy at the time and like while it was coming on and I'm like squeezing her and shaking the puppy and Kelsey's like drop it. I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm so excited. That's Princess fucking Leia.
Should
she's
we
like,
play
what?
It?
And I'm like, no, that's her. It's like, no, that's the different
should
girl.
We play
like,
it?
No, the girl, Carrie Fisher.
It is. It is Carrie Fisher.
Dude, she's going to be in it. I didn't know that until last night.
All right. I'm playing it.
What do you guys feel about the boycott that people are trying to spread?
We'll
now?
Talk about it right after. Let's play first.
Okay.
This trailer is for queers, is what it says right here.
Aw.
I don't know why it says
that'd
that.
Be really sad. Everybody shut up.
Who are you? I'm no one.
You mean Disney?
I was raised to do one thing. But I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish.
You know what got me right here? The Vader helmet.
Yeah,
the Vader
the skull,
melted. Yes.
Still inside of it?
Yes.
What you started.
Millennium Falcon, bro.
Stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it. The dark side. A Jedi.
It's calling to you.
It sold out. The first show.
JJ is going to murder this one, man.
It sold out already. All the tickets are already sold out.
Well, for the first showing?
For the first showing, yeah. For the first
show. For like IMAX and shit.
All sold out.
You know where I heard that there was this website you could go to.
Yeah.
If to you, see if you could find like good movie ticket. I mean, like,
if you go to, Dutch, I'll help you out. If you go to dealflix.com.
Dealflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
And use promo code MLR, you get 10% off. And that includes many of the deals are locally around. You get like 50% off popcorn, a soda, and a movie ticket for like 10
and they
11
actually
bucks.
Give you a stick to beat up people in line it's for true. Star Wars so you can get in there first.
And the stick is shaped like a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
So you can beat the shit out of a pair of dads in the beginning of the movie when he starts narrating from a galaxy far, far away to his kid.
Yeah.
Anybody right. remember that shit?
Well, here's the thing is that they don't actually have the sound effects, so you actually have to just do the zoom zoom with your mouth. They haven't invested in that just yet with DealFlix.
Yeah. But yeah, MLR, do that. DealFlix.com. Get your tickets there with popcorn and soda and all that
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, hold on. You just
what?
DealFlix.com.
Yeah, DealFlix.com.
And then where we put MLR?
MLR. Promo code.
There we go.
When you check out, get 10% extra off. So just do that. Help us out, idiots.
Now help us out. Help yourself out.
And us also.
Fucking amazing.
Yes, it's actually very good. But yeah, I mean, everyone seems pretty excited about this movie, man. I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm a fan of JJ.
Who isn't?
I'm a big fan of JJ Abrams, but, you know, and I liked the Star Wars audition film, Star Trek. Those were good, too, so...
Yeah, dude. Like with just seeing how he's able to revamp the entire Star Trek franchise, I have full faith that he's going to do this right. Way more faith than the guy who actually invented it, George Lucas.
Now, Maul says,
"Fuck him." And
Maul says,
ass.
"I heard a rumor that Disney's going to classify the prequels as non-canon. That is not true. Actually, one of the things I read is when George Lucas sold the rights to Disney, he said that all this stuff, all the films had to be canon, or there was a stipulation. So, no, that's not. I've heard the rumor, but it's not true.
Wait, canon? What are you talking about, dude? What?
Canon means like, you know, in continuity. That they were going to erase the prequels from continuity, but that's not true. They're going to be in continuity.
Okay.
So
if they would have made them without continuity, they probably wouldn't be as good. A lot of people would have been pissed off.
Well, I like the direction they're going. Like they're taking an actual amount of time of how long it's been since the last of the original Star Wars has been. How long has it been? Like 35 years now?
Yeah.
To now, and so, like, there you go. You can have Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and everybody else aging naturally, like they would actually look like, and then you can then make the story go
and
forward.
Keep in mind, they're just not making these. It's going to be like the Marvel Universe, too, where they're going to have other Star Wars movies, like Rogue One and all the, you know, other films that are going to be coming out in between the actual
nice.
Ones.
They just needed to get George Lucas's fagness off of it. To make it actually,
you know, honestly,
you
know, the original
and no
ones,
more Jar Jar.
Jar Jar was terrible, but the original.
Everybody
you know,
knows
the,
that,
the,
but it's just it's Lucas trying to like I don't know what he was doing with any of that stuff.
The
Nobody
prequels,
does.
The prequels weren't super terrible. I mean, you know, I understand that based on the original
it was awful,
ones.
Dude.
No, listen, I was the first one to criticize them. Okay, I know there's scenes that are terrible. I understand.
Yes. Do I need to do it again?
We've seen the riff tracks.
Yes, but whatever. I mean, they are what they are. You know.
Of course, and they should never have been.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that's
you're
my
right.
Dude,
you're right.
I fucking hate George.
Now, I saw R2s in the movie. Is C-3PO in the movie? The trailer had R2 in it.
It looks like it's like an updated version because the one you saw from the girl is like an actual like roller bot, which makes
no,
sense.
No, not that one.
Not that one.
R2 was in it, too.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think it's Luke putting his hand on R2 because it's a robot hand with the hood on. In a certain part of the trailer. So, yeah, R2's definitely in it. I just don't know.
Well, think about it, though. Like, just imagine that world plus 35 years. So it's like you would assume that their technology would have gotten better, you know, as time goes on.
I know.
As much as ours has.
Yeah,
but I have a question.
Sure.
Are they going to do – they've never done it in any of the Star Wars movies, or at least except for, like, part three. Do you think at the end of the credits they're going to have something to tease you for the next Star Wars movie?
I don't think they're going to tease the next Star Wars movie. I think they're going to tease the next, not the next, like number eight. They're going to tease like Rogue Squadron or something, like another, you know what I mean? That's what I think. I might be completely wrong because there's no need, there's no knowing, but it is Disney. And remember, Disney's also the one responsible now for the Marvel films. And that seems like something they've been doing
anyway.
But
here's the thing though, dude. just having the name Star Wars, you don't really need to tease the next movie because you know that the hype for the next one is going to come on its own. You don't really necessarily right. need to have one in the can to tease it for the next one. So I say no to your question.
Now, going back to what you were saying, John, before the trailer, yeah, these fucking racist idiots
what?
Started a movement that they're going to boycott Star Wars because it's white hate, because the main character is black. This is for real. Look it up. I just reading the story today. See if I can find what the hashtag is. Look, see, there you go, Dutch. See, R2's in it. You see him? Look in my camera. And the person with his hand on R2, I think, is Luke, because it's his robot hand, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's this...
They did kind of have a little thing. Oh,
pretty cool,
like
huh?
Like prequel to, hey, we're going to be seeing fucking Mark Hamill in this movie.
Yeah,
too.
Mark Hamill is in it. He's definitely in it for sure.
Oh, he is.
It says it in the IMDb.
Yeah, I didn't know Carrie Fisher was until I saw the thing last night.
So they got. Yo, what else will Mark Hamill be doing? Joker's voice again? What were you? What's the hashtag, Mitch?
The hashtag is boycott Star Wars 7.
Yeah, boycott Star Wars 7. Original hashtag. You racist idiots. Now, what's the reason you mentioned? If you want to pull the story,
because it's anti-white propaganda promoting white genocide. Because the main character.
Flying fuck.
That sounds like 4chan trolling people. Like, I don't. This doesn't sound real to me.
Well, remember they did that shit when JJ revamped Star Trek, and it was the opposite. They had a lot of white actors, didn't have any black, and then they brought
in. Do they not remember the original Star Trek?
That's what it was.
Like they're saying they're mad because none of the main protagonists are white males, because Daisy Ridley is a woman, John Boyega is black, Oscar Isaac is Guatemalan American, and that the film is pushing a multicultural agenda.
Does everybody forget Lando Calrissian, the smoothest
or Mace
motherfucker?
Windu?
Billy Dee Williams made me want to drink Colt 45.
Yes, he was awesome.
He was the great. You remember, he was like the spokes guy for COVID. I'm not going to see if I can't pull it up, but like, yeah, there's been black people in all of Star Wars.
The voice
Chewie's black.
James Earl Jones.
Yes. I was assuming.
Well,
that Chewie
actually,
was
James
black
Earl
guy,
voiced a white guy inside a suit that couldn't act to save his.
No, he was
but
black
the mask
guy who hasn't
was black.
Seen the sun in a long time.
Here you go. I got the commercial, Dutch.
There you go.
Billy Dee Williams for Colt 45.
Two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. You want to know why you should keep plenty of Colt 45 on hand? You never know when friends might show up. I don't claim you can have a better time with Colt 45 than without it. But why take chances?
Imagine if you could advertise alcohol
it's
like that.
Colt 45 back. Why are you stealing? I'm doing a commercial shoot. Why are you grabbing this out of my hand? I will smack you.
Have you seen the videos of what Darth Vader's voice sounded like before it was dubbed over?
It's hilarious.
The actor who did it, yeah.
I just play it really.
The right voice for Darth Vader was another challenge.
And action!
Lucas had never intended to use the on-set vocal performance of David Prowse.
Start tearing this ship apart piece by piece until you find those tapes. Find the passengers of this vessel. I want them alive!
I can still hear...
He sounds like when Rick Moranis played Darth Helmet.
David Prowse's accent in the Darth Vader mask muffled, because he would do the real dialogue. He's trying to curse Carrie Fisher or something.
Finish you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic...
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
It's just weird.
I was reading online that, and this is a rumor, but that Hayden Christensen is going to be reprising the role of Darth Vader at some point. And this is real.
Here's the thing. I don't blame him for that awful performance, because I guarantee he was directed.
Oh, shut up. Mannequin. Yeah. Okay. What's your second favorite Hayden Christensen movie? I just want to know, since he's such a good actor. Water for Elephants?
I'm not your bitch, and you can't use that type of argumentative mentality on me. Let me finish my fucking sentence.
I just did.
My second favorite was Summer House.
You shithead. Anyways, my point is that, like, he even says, like, dude, I'm looking at George Lucas. This guy was my childhood. So whatever he said, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So
Mannequin Skywalker.
Yeah, he was. Look, don't get me wrong. He was awful. But I don't blame it on him. I blame everything on George Lucas.
The Star Wars rumor mill is buzzing, and the name-hating Christian rumor has that he will return as Darth Vader in episode 8. And considering episode 2 and 3 is Star Wars doomed, I hope not.
Look at his career now. I'm thinking about it.
How is he going to come back as Darth Vader?
No, man, he did Looper
already.
Force spirit, dude. The Force spirit. Like, maybe that's what I'm thinking. You know?
Okay, can you Looper? Fucking, what's his face? Looper?
Hayden Christensen.
Names? No.
I'm sorry. He was in Jumper. I'm sorry.
Jumper. Same thing.
Oh. Looper, Jumper.
Oh, okay. You're right. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, wow. Is this Sherry, is this a reel that you posted in the chat? Look at this. No candy. This is for Halloween. No candy for bigoted children. If your child's costume is an Indian, is racist, promotes violence, a soldier, is sexist, a sexy cop, please leave our property immediately. Objectifying women, promotes rape culture, a pirate, is an atheist.
Dude, this is a troll poster. This isn't real.
No, I've seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, I just saw it on my Facebook scroll.
It's a troll poster, right? Funny. Nobody's actually going to be. Really? People are going to be posting this.
It wasn't a post from someone that was trying to troll, at least the one that I saw.
Right, but nobody's actually going to post this on the doors, right?
Somebody probably will.
Dutch, I think, first off, it'll happen and probably it'll be in Florida. Like, this shit, there's always somebody.
Your state is weird.
That does shit like this, and it's just this PC horse or whatever. But
have they started the campaign for looking out for razor blades and apples and shit like that?
That's every year, though. No, the new one is now that the gummy candies are actually LSD, like gummy bears and stuff. So don't let
waste the drugs. Why would anybody?
That's what I said. I'm not going to spend $500 getting kids high.
That's the thing is, like, when I was in college, like, that was always what I said to people, like, dude, I think this pot was laced. Oh, okay, because you have somebody who's an antisocial drug dealer who likes playing pranks with people when he's not able to see the reaction. Oh,
Royce,
okay.
I have your
and not only that, but he's going to be wasting a lot of money doing it.
Royce, I have your Halloween costume. You need to dress up as an apple with a razor in it.
That's a good costume. Yep.
There you
and
go.
With a sign that says, eat me. Oh, these, I'm not okay with this. I've seen these. These are like the pictures of racist Halloween costumes. Like there's a Native American guy, and there's another guy who says, me want him peace, not war. And it's a guy dressed like an Indian here as a Native American. Well, fuck you. Like there's a Mexican one here, too, where he's dressed like someone dressed on
a culture, not a costume. Oh, shut up.
What? Fuck you. You don't speak for everything. You don't speak for everybody. You're shithead. Just
pussies.
Yeah.
If you can't take a joke, because that's 100% the reason why Halloween costumes exist, is to be tasteless. If you're going to be, you're pussy. We're a nation of pussies.
I thought it was just to be sexier than normal.
Yeah. Well, that's
it. Yeah.
We're sluts. We're not an object. We actually have a right to be, you know, what we are, which is promiscuous, and we don't need you dressing us up like we're nurses or doctors or anything else in the medical profession.
I don't want you be dressing up as a high-paid rich business person because that offends me.
Yeah. 364 days out of the year, I have to suppress the slut that I really am, but the one day out of the year, I can show my true slut colors.
When do you suppress it? When have you ever suppressed it?
Suppressing sluts. Hold on. Time. Like, dude, we're a culture, not a costume. We need to have the slut. Like, have a girl. Okay, so the one that you just... Hold on. We have to do this. And please, I'm asking the listeners to do it. Okay, so there's pictures. Basically, there's like two top lines that say, we're a culture, not a costume. It says, you wear the costume for one night. I wear the stigma for life. And it's showing like two Muslim girls or things like that. Can we please have ones where it's just like a regular girl sitting there going, you act like you're a loose vagina flapped slut for one evening. I am this way all the time. We're
now,
a culture.
Dutch, sorry. Someone already made a good Photoshop. It's in the chat.
Oh, there it is.
It's okay, a bear holding a picture of a hairy gay man. And it says, I'm not okay with this. Sharing that to Facebook now.
Okay, never mind. I'm sitting there thinking I have like something that's like brilliant. People have been doing this for a while now.
No, Molly's finding all of the joke ones now, and they are hilarious.
Molly. That's hilarious.
Sarah Jessica Parker not okay with horse costumes. a white boy with blue eyes holding up a picture of a black man wearing a swastika T-shirt.
We're a culture, not a costume.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, I actually like all of these.
Yeah, I was going to say people are all over this already. That's hilarious.
I would say that Halloween is the most controversial holiday.
It's the most fun because it really does show that, like, look, the majority of America isn't as PC as, like, you know, like us as broadcasters. We sit there and think, like, oh, okay, we're going to have a rights taken away because of the PC police. And not really, because the majority of America really doesn't give a fuck.
No, nobody really cares. And that's the thing. Like, it's just fucking...
But Halloween is the time of year where you can be a troll.
Hey, John, your mic's making noise again.
Oh, it is?
Here, let me hang on. I'm going to call you back.
What were you saying, Marie?
Halloween is the time of year where you can be a live-action troll instead of an internet troll.
Yeah.
And
no,
it's acceptable.
Yeah. It should be acceptable regardless. It's just, you know, whatever. People take the fun out of everything. Like the people, and I see it all the time on Facebook. Like, I swear to God, if someone wears that, I'll just bump people. Fuck you, then. I want to be your friend with a loser. Like, I don't want to be your friend anyway, you shithead.
Yeah, people just like just a complete and utter lack of, or at least people who get offended and don't even see the fact that they're going for a tasteless joke. Like, yep. You don't see that that's humor and that's not that person. Like, how do you understand that?
Because people are dumb.
It's not even that. It's just being part of something. But it's just stupid. It's just so fucking dumb. Yeah, of course I want to be the most offensive thing because that's what's funny.
Here's the thing, though. It's really not a whole lot of people. It's like the same 200 people on social media and blogs right. are the ones who get offended.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I really don't think it's as many. It's just those are the ones who are really active because they have nothing else going on in their life. So they're the ones who go really out of their way. And it, like I said, the same, I'll say maybe the same 1,000 people are the ones that are constantly getting after CNN and whatever. And then, you know, like when something bad happens, their Twitter feed, quote, explodes.
Well,
it's the same 2,000 people that are yelling when the majority of America doesn't give a fuck.
When CNN's not too busy deleting Bernie Sanders posts because they want fucking Hillary to win.
What was that about? I heard about
that. Dude, it's fucked up. I am not a Bernie. I am not going to vote for anyone in this election of the two parties because they all suck. But... I'm not even.
Are you kidding me? Trump will explode this country. We can start over.
I am not even. I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan, but I was talking to Mersh about it, and it's like, and I explained it to him this way. It's like I don't even like Bernie Sanders, but it's kind of like, you know, I don't like Reek in Game of Thrones, but because Bolton is such a piece of shit, you start rooting for Reek, right?
It's true.
So because Hillary and CNN are such pieces of shit. I'm rooting for Bernie to get the nomination because they're fucking, they're doing to him. I've never, dude, because they, after the debate, they had a, you know, social media poll, like on Facebook and Twitter, and 85% of people said that Bernie Sanders won the thing. Immediately the next day,
15% was like, where's Trump?
Yeah, it was deleted. It was, the poll was deleted and all this. Now it turns out that Time Warner, is a company that owns CNN, and they're they're Hillary's seventh biggest supporter. So they're kind of, you know, going, no, Hillary, definitely Hillary won. And, you know, she fucking didn't. But, you know, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
I heard Rush Limbaugh screaming about that this afternoon.
It is ridiculous,
about how,
man.
Time Warner completely, you know, sabotaged, like, the act. Yeah. I do remember that, and how CNN is so skewed one way.
It is, and it really just does fuck. It just bothers me. It bothers me because, like, I don't even like him, but it's like, fuck it at this point. Like, if they're going to be such fucking assholes.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I kind of hope Trump does get elected just so, like I said, the whole country can just implode and we can start over again because we're so fucking stupid.
I don't know if I want Biff Tannen to be president, my friend.
I don't think that the world is
better than what we have now.
Dutch, the problem is the world won't implode. We've protected ourselves so far and beyond.
Our walls aren't going to implode, but we're going to implode with inside, and then we're going to have to rebuild.
No,
make a prediction.
Sure.
Goddamn thing is going to happen regardless of who gets in.
Oh, that, yeah.
You don't think something different will happen if Trump gets in?
No.
It's a cartoon.
No, nothing is going to happen. It doesn't
matter. There's too many checks and balances.
It doesn't matter who is in office. It's just going to suck.
I just don't know if I can deal with this country if Hillary is in office.
That's my point. Who would you rather have, Hillary or Trump?
I said the same thing about Obama 8 years ago, but I've gone on with my life. It's like it doesn't fucking matter who it is.
I don't really like, honestly, I don't like any of them. The only reason is that I don't agree.
Trump will shake it up a little bit.
Well, here's why.
Something new to talk about.
Check this out. I like, there's a reason why I like Trump and I like Bernie Sanders. It has nothing to do with politically.
Those are idiots and assholes, well, and they're...
They're the only ones that are honest, I think. They're the only ones that are literally saying whatever they think, you know?
That's true.
They're, Bernie and Trump, they're completely, politically,
unfiltered,
they're completely
coffee.
Different people, completely different policies and everything, but they tell you what they think no matter how crazy it sounds, both of them. You
That's
know?
True.
No, Bernie, we can't live in a socialist utopia where we pay with
yes,
everything.
Yes, we can, you shit fuck.
No, and listen, Trump.
He yells at people.
Yeah, and no, Trump, we can't just shoot fucking Mexicans out of a cannon.
You're stupid, your entire family's stupid.
Yeah, you see, that's my point. Like, it's not realistic, but at least
we're getting something.
They're saying something.
Right?
They're not toting the party line. Like, Hillary, the problem with people like Hillary or career politicians like that is like, they're hypocrites with everything. Like, you know, you could catch them right. saying they used to like this and they change depending on what the political landscape is. She was against gay marriage forever. She said during the debate that you know, drug companies hate her. But her biggest fucking contributors are drug companies. It's all horseshit, you know?
Right. So that's the reason why, like, I think it's refreshing to have something different like Trump in there. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he would be a good leader. I just want something different.
Oh, Dutch. Another point that I do give Bernie is the douchebag guy that tried to raise the price of the AIDS medication, tried to donate money to him and he turned him down. Bernie said, nope, I don't want your fucking, I swear
there
to God.
There you go, Bernie.
I don't want your fucking money.
Way to go, Bernstein.
I don't want your blood money, you shithead.
Nice.
So that's some credit. I give him that, you know?
I give him that one too.
Yeah. But no, it's not going to change. That's, we just had the fucking Pope speaking to Congress.
It's not going to change, but I'm crossing my fingers. I'm trying to be hopeful here, Royce. God forbid I actually have an ounce of hope. You just, you know, assume that like the whole world's going to sink. I want it to sink and then float again.
The last time we had a fucking
Bernie Sanders,
the last president ran on hope and change and did neither. So
you're right.
It doesn't matter.
You know what happened there that directly affected me? I don't have health insurance anymore because of him.
Dude, yeah, a lot of people
that directly affected me.
A lot of people.
I've had plenty of presidents in my lifetime. None have ever affected me directly like this motherfucker has.
Well, there was this dude. There's a few people with families that are, you know, who say they couldn't afford health insurance because of the Obamacare, so the premiums raised, and they were billing them at the end of the year $3,800. It's called pay your fair share.
Wow,
like, it's dude, it's yeah, fucked up.
Celebrate, good Obama, come on. It's Obama.
Thank God.
No, nothing's going to change. It's all going to, like I said, it's all checks and balances. And once again, like I've always said, the only candidate.
What if, like Trump gets in there and they're like, oh my God, they have a WWF character in there. And then like ISIS is just like, let's just see if we can't just go over in a few speedboats and we have like World War IV.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
We'll just skip three because it's so bad. We go right to four. That's exactly. How bad it'll be. We'll skip it and go right to it.
That's why I said it.
But man, it's just like, you know, the thing is with me, not to get too, like I've always said, the moment a candidate from either party comes out and goes, you know what we need? Term limits for Congress. No one ever says that. Yes. You have congressmen that are in there that are 1,000 years old. Nothing changes. It's old from both sides. And even Bernie Sanders, the guy's 153 years old, you know, and it's you're going to have this guy sitting in there who's been in Congress. Or there's no new ideas. It's all the same thing.
I mean, the guy's a complete socialist and I think he's an idiot. But like you said, I agree with the fact that he shoots from the hip.
Yes.
He's kind of a dick about it.
I give credit to that. And Trump, I'll give credit to this guy's self-made. Say where the fuck you want about him, the guy is paying for his own shit out of his
and
own
look
pocket
at that hairdo.
Yeah, out of his own pocket. He's a crazy person. Some of the shit he thinks are fucking ridiculous, but they're just as ridiculous on the other side. No, you can't just go around and start fist fights with China, Trump. And Bernie, you can't walk around just
exactly what he's trying to do too.
And Bernie, you can't walk around like Joker from the original Batman and throw money from a blimp. Like, you can't do those things. Like, that's not viable. It's not socially viable either way.
Here's
and that's
the thing.
Is
that, like, remember how Obama was basically saying that he was going to shut down, you know, Guantanamo and get our troops out of Iraq?
Yeah, he did that.
All of that happened.
It's done.
Oh, wait, that's the point. I mean, dude, who was it? I think what was the comedian that said it? Bill Hicks said that, like, he's like, dude, after the day they get elected, they bring him into a little like white room and say, okay, here's who killed Kennedy, here's where the aliens actually landed, and they tell them everything that's actually going on, and that's immediately when their hair starts turning white.
And then when you're on Air Force One, they tell you that Area 51 is real, like they did in Independence Day.
Right.
And so, as we all know, Dutch and Royce here, we support Limberbutt McCubbins.
Oh, wait, what?
Limberbutt McCubbins, the cat.
Oh, Mr. Tuggles, I forgot about that.
No, Limbercat McCubbins. Mr. Tuggles ran in 2012.
Oh, McCubbins, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Meow is a time.
Hashtag meow is a time.
Hashtag meow is a time. That's what we're voting for. And the thing is like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and perpetuate the fucking shit machine. I'm not going to, you're not going to vote? Fuck you. No, give me a candidate I want to vote for. I don't want to fucking vote for garbage. Like, I don't
want to vote
like
for
it.
Something insane. I want something just completely different. Vote. Either a Sanders or a Trump.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be crazy?
Two. If neither of those two are in the final ballot, I'm not voting for either.
We should go old school like they used to do, where the loser of the presidential debate became the vice president. That's what we should do. That's right.
They used to do that.
Yeah, I want old school fucking rules.
That would be great.
That way, the fucking president's always on edge. She's like, hey, get out of here. Get out of here. Get the
Bernie,
fuck.
I'm jerking off. Yeah. Why'd you get it? Get out of here.
Oh,
I like that idea. Royce for president.
Yeah. Vote for me.
You can't yet. You're not 36.
Is that how old you have to be?
I think so.
Or 35, right? Some shit like that.
Is it 36? 35?
35 or 36.
I love that arbitrary number that we came up with, like, as a country and just stuck to it. Just an arbitrary. Yeah. 35, whatever. It's just fine.
Age of drinking, 21.
We had fucking arbitrary numbers we come up with. They're so
age of driving, 16. None of them are like, it make any sense. They're not like rounded out by fives or anything. Yeah. Everything's just like this weird, odd, kind of weird in the middle of like.
Yeah.
Except for age.
You're in the Army. You're 18.
35. Whatever. It's 35.
35 years old. Yeah, that's the and to be a senator, it's 30. Why?
Because I wouldn't respect a 34-year-old.
It's just silly. Like. It's, if a guy fucking walked up and let's say he could solve everything, like just for whatever reason was brilliant.
How old is he?
33.
Nope.
It's like, okay, well.
He has at least two more years of growing to do.
But like, it's so dumb. Like,
he has two more years to think how he's going to solve everything.
You're like you said earlier, Dutch, you're right. The moment you turned 21, you immediately knew how to drink. At 20, you had no clue.
You're responsible. Yeah. At age 20, no. But you give that one extra year, bam.
Bam. I'm ready to fucking get hammered.
Exactly.
Legally. And then fucking renting a car, 26. What's that about?
How about you can pick your president and vice president, but they're not allowed to choose who gets president. It's whoever gets the most votes. Like you can tag team.
Oh, okay. I see. I like
but
that.
Whoever gets the most votes, because you can vote independently and stuff.
I'm thinking fist fight to the death between the two candidates.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump is taking everybody else on. You know that motherfucker probably, you know. He's
got nothing to lose.
Like, you know that motherfucker could probably hurt somebody just because he has that much extra time.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, I think Trump could kill everybody. But we could debate that at another time. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Marie, since you spoke first, why are you better?
I'm better because my father enrages my mother by shooting squirrels with BB guns.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I made a gallon of venison jerky.
Johnny Cakes?
I'm better than you because I finished the whole enchilada burrito challenge.
Yes, you did. That, you know what? I think you actually win the entire night with that one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I do?
Dude. That thing was impressive. Mitchell?
I'm better than you because is anyone alive out there? I'm in Tucson. I'm alive in Tucson.
Okay, I like it.
Red Royce.
I'm better than you because I'm voting for President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Yes!
And I'm better than you because I accidentally abused our dog while watching the Star Wars trailer.
On purpose.
Oh, no. It was an accident, though.
Well, in all fairness, you don't really like that dog anyway.
I hate Pepper. You love her. I hate you. Pepper, I'm looking at your eyes right now. Hold on.
She loves you.
She hates me. Hold on. Here we go. In the camera. I hate you, you piece of shit black dog.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I hope it's
African-American dog.
Thanks for listening, cool. You guys. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. here on More Like Radio. Listen to the Hippo Juice Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, next week, Dutch and Royce here on More Like Radio from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Anything else, you guys?
I think that's it.
All right, you guys. See you next week.